The Preston and Steve Daily Podcast is presented by Acme. Acme, fresh foods, local flavors, and the official supermarket of MMR's Preston and Steve Show.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand, presents the Preston and Steve Show podcast. And now, Preston and Steve's news updates with Kathy Romano.
Today, Friday, October 23rd. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. In the news this morning, Pennsylvania plans to offer $20 million in relief to the state's suffering hospitality industry. The governor announced Thursday an amount trade groups called woefully inadequate for helping bars and restaurants survive the pandemic. The state intends to waive liquor license fees for 2021 for more than 16,000 restaurants and bars, clubs, caterers, and hotels, said Democratic Governor Tom Wolf, who recently vetoed Republican legislation that would have loosened pandemic restrictions on the food and beverage sector. The plan requires approval by the Pennsylvania Liquor Board, Liquor Control Board. Industry groups say that it will barely make a dent in their members' staggering financial losses. Bars and restaurants have been reeling from the pandemic and the state's efforts to contain it. The Wolf administration imposed occupancy limits and other rules, including a prohibition on bar seating and a requirement that alcohol be served with food, the state officials say are necessary to limit the spread of the coronavirus.
And restaurants wanted a very thin profit margin to begin with. Excuse me. So it's tough.
It is hard. Yeah.
A search is underway for a suspect after a man was shot during a post-funeral gathering in Ardmore, Delaware County on Thursday afternoon. It happened in the 2600 block of East County Line Road. Haverford Township Police Chief John Viola says a fight broke out between two families at a post-funeral gathering being held at a social hall. During the fight, police say video shows the gunman walk up and shoot the man in the groin before fleeing. Yeah, the video shows the guy sitting and watching. He then starts moving around and you can see him reach for something. He then walks over and fires. The suspect is from Philadelphia, and police say they know who he is. They just need to find him. Police say the shooting victim was taken to an area hospital. His condition is unknown at this time. Anyone with information on the suspect's whereabouts is asked to call the Haverford Township Police Department.
So close to not being in Delco.
Yeah, right? Ardmore,
it was just on the other side of the street.
Well, you said it was on County Line Road, and I'm looking here, and like, it was across the street from not being in Delco.
So is your edict that if you do something, drag them across the county line?
Well, it's just that Ardmore is in two different counties, and when she said,
I didn't mean to play that one. I meant to play the jingle. Hang on, I've got two Delco buttons right next to each other.
I did like the Rambo one, though. Very, yeah. Very refreshing.
You know, I left that in on
not
purpose.
After a shooting story. I didn't want to
I know you left it in on purpose.
That it was the Delaware County part.
I'm still looking at the County Line Road. Yeah, it's on the Delaware County side of County Line Road. Okay.
Halloween will look very different this year due to COVID-19. Some families are going all out decorating while others are choosing to skip trick-or-treating this year. Virtually every square inch of a family's yard, case this will make up for it, on Saxer Avenue in Springfield, Delaware County, is covered with inflatable Halloween decorations.
All right, so they're highlighting Saxer Avenue, but not Rick Jackson, who used to be our intern. You should see his parents' front lawn.
Well, did you see this house?
All right. Well,
there's not one square inch of this guy's lawn that's not covered with a Halloween inflatable.
I have to see it because Saxer Avenue, then Lawrence Road, and then there's a place that's, I guess it's Upper Darby, maybe it's Drexel Hill, where, I mean, it's not inflatables, but it's just flat out. Like, there's a hearse on the front lawn, and I'll have to take a picture.
Wait, did you say a hearse?
Is it hearse?
Hearse.
Is it hearse?
Yeah.
Hearst was a
wealthy family. Wealthy, that,
yeah. Maybe there's a dead Hearst on the front.
Maybe.
Patty Hearst.
Oh,
that
probably is.
Yeah.
That's
scary.
Patty Hearst.
Patty Hearst is on the front lawn.
She's not dead. But I guess, Halloween, you can, make it look that way.
Yeah. So Jerry Witten is the man behind the decorating, and he says the kids needed this, but truthfully, I don't know if it's the kids that like it more or the grown-ups. For those who are not trick-or-treating this year, there are alternative options, and two of them actually taking place in Bucks County. Sesame Place is offering an all-new, not-too-spooky Halloween drive-through for the first time ever, and from the comfort of your own vehicle, you can journey through the family-friendly Halloween-themed experience, including a special soundtrack, trick-or-treating, festive decor, millions of lights, and everyone's favorite
That's pretty cool.
friends, dressed up in Halloween-themed costumes on their floats.
All right, Kathy, we have the photos. This is the house you're speaking of?
Yes, that's the one on Saxer.
You should see Rick Jackson's house.
I'm dying to see it.
Absolutely. And they also do very similar stuff on Christmas.
Okay.
Well,
is it all inflatables?
Not all, but it's mainly. I mean, those things are expensive, too, by
yeah,
the way.
They are, if you're, yeah, they are. If you're buying a bunch of them like
and
that.
And when they all start up, it's got to sound like a turbine engine.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
All those blowers.
Yeah.
So the second option, which made it to my fall activities list, is the drive-through Halloween house tour in Lower Bucks County. It's a free.
Fall activities.
It's a free. Social distance community event to celebrate Halloween. A large number of residents and businesses are participating in the drive-thru, which is new this year. A list of decorated homes is on the Facebook page with several suggested routes. So based on where you live or where you want to drive and how long you want it to take, there's a bunch of different options. A survey taken by See's Candies found that 50% of American families plan to stay in this year and watch scary movies instead. 30% will be turning off their lights and boycott the usual candy giveaway. For those planning to welcome trick-or-treaters, 30% will be leaving their candy in bowls outside to enable social distancing. And another study published in Choices says only 59% of households will likely allow their children to go trick-or-treating this year. In sports this morning.
Ball sacks are yummy.
Carson Wentz and the Eagles came back late in the game to beat the New York Giants 22-21. With the victory, the Eagles extended their winning streak over the Giants to 8 games. Wentz led a pair of touchdown drives in the fourth quarter and put the Eagles ahead with a pass to running back Boston Scott down the right sideline for an 18-yard score with 40 seconds left. Wentz finished the game 25-43 with 359 yards with 3 touchdowns, 2 passing, and 1 rushing. Before the game, it was reported that Zach Ertz, who suffered a high ankle sprain against the Ravens, is expected to miss 4 to 6 weeks, which means his return won't come until the Eagles' bye week. The Eagles have a game next week against the Cowboys before their Week 9 bye, so at least one of those 4 to 6 weeks won't include a game. The time frame would also allow the Eagles to put him on the injured reserve, which this year with this year's new rules, players can be brought back off of IR after missing 3 games this year. And after a day off yesterday, the World Series continues tonight for Game 3 with the best pitching matchup in the series. Dodgers ace Walker Buehler will take on Rays ace Charlie Morton, and the first pitch is set for 8:08. And that's
so excited!
And that's what I have for you this morning.
All right, thank you very much, Kathy. I am excited. Friday's always a good day to be excited. We got the weekend before us. Some beautiful things taking place. We'll give away our Word of the Week prize today at the end of the program. And also, I want to highlight that we now have a championship bout taking place for Rocktober Madness, brought to you by Horizon Services. Ladies and gentlemen, it will be Pink Floyd against Shinedown. Shinedown beat Led Zeppelin yesterday. I thought that Led Zeppelin won. I saw the social media post that led me to believe that Led Zeppelin had pulled it out, but I was wrong.
How close was it?
I read it incorrectly. I think it was super duper close. But then again, I don't know. I have my head wedged way up my ass because I thought that I came in this morning thinking that Led Zeppelin had won that our bracket, the Preston and Steve Show bracket, was still in it, but no, we're out.
It was close.
It was?
How close, Nick?
51.1% for Shinedown to 48.9% for Zepp.
I misread that.
I've been misreading these charts.
Well, they shouldn't do two shades of blue. Yeah. They should do two different colors.
Casey, so if you look at the pie charts, which, you know, it's cool that we're posting all this stuff on the social media, but, like, on the right-hand side, it says 51%, and then beneath that, it says number one, Led Zeppelin. But Led Zeppelin is the darker blue, so even though they're beneath the side that says 51.1%, it's on the wrong side of the pie chart.
It's confusing.
It's a little misleading, yeah.
But if it was just a red and blue, then you'd be fine.
They need to use the color wheel, is what they need to do. They need to go to the opposite sides. I talked about this a little while back. Your opposite, you're not using the color wheel. God damn it, man.
Use a baby wheel.
Yeah, use the baby wheel and see what happens. That's what they did.
Ride the painted pony.
All right, let the spinning wheel turn. It is the finals today, so it's going to take place. It is Shinedown against Pink Floyd. You got to hand it to Shinedown. Their fans get really, really fanatical. And we'll see what happens, man. We'll see what happens.
Pink Floyd is, we talked about this as one of the things before that we did that was similar to this.
Yeah, so March Madness.
As has Shinedown, haven't they?
Haven't they won something?
No.
I don't know.
Breaking Benjamin did one.
Breaking Benjamin, that's crazy.
You're right, yeah.
That was when I stopped getting angry about these things. I was like, you know what? It's not a good use of my energy.
Hey, when does this happen today?
Today.
But what time?
I think it starts at 1:30, or 2:30 during Pierre's show, and then the winner gets the big block tonight during Jackie's show.
Okay.
But they're getting, in the competition itself, how long are the blocks that they're getting to compete?
I think it's like an hour.
An hour each?
Yeah.
The winner gets 2 hours.
All right.
2 hours of Shinedown, maybe.
So Shinedown will get like six songs and Pink Floyd will get one.
Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see. But it's up to you. So make sure that you are a part of that today. So that's what we got going on in the program. It's going to be a good time, good conversation. I guarantee we have some fun things planned. Not really, but we'll work on it.
Yeah.
But we do have the entertainment report coming up and a stupid question on the way for you. So some goodies win. Oh, yeah, Godshall's is stopping by. So we're going to be throwing turkey bacon out. Left and right for you.
It's going to be like a Great Gatsby party.
Yeah, but there's not going to be any grease because there's like 80% less fat. If we were throwing regular bacon, it'd be messy. But this morning it's turkey bacon. So we'll take a break and we'll come back with it all. Stay with us.
Not only can you hear Preston and Steve, you can see them too. Check out the Weekly Rush on Xfinity On Demand. New episodes, you guessed it, weekly.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
Yeah, what's up?
I figured I'd share that with you, Preston.
Oh,
Steve held up
a beautiful picture of golfer Paige Spiranek to me. Thank you. All right, so stupid question. We're going to give away a $50 Bonefish Grill gift card. If you can answer this, and by the way, this is courtesy of a listener. This was Brian Sokolowski had sent this to me, so I'm going to share this. What letters in the alphabet do not begin any of the 50 United States? There are 7 letters in the alphabet that do not begin any of the 50 United States. I need all 7 letters.
Wow, that's a tough one.
Yeah, it is a tough one. 215-263-WMMR. Fortunately, I got plenty of birthdays to kill some time while people think about that. Today is Friday, October 23rd. Celebrating a birthday today, Pele.
Oh, man.
Regarded as the greatest soccer player ever. Turns 80 years old today.
Wow. What was his move that he was famous for? Was it the
bicycle? He did a bicycle kick.
Yeah. Yeah.
But did you ever see the biopic about him?
Yeah, it's great. It's awesome.
Great.
Yeah.
And what I didn't know about him is he used a certain style that was considered sloppy and ununiform, and they were very resistant about him. It has a specific name. It was more like a street way of playing soccer. And was considered too showy and wasn't part of the fundamentals.
Right, right.
And so they resisted him against playing that way. And per the biopic, he went out. He was with a pro team, a lower level pro team, I think. And he went out and he defied the coach and went ahead and played the way he wanted to. And obviously, they won the game.
He did pretty well.
He did pretty decent.
Yeah, he developed slopper, is what it was called.
Watch some of those old highlights of him. He is doing things that you just don't think are possible that a human being can do.
I love those stories where someone comes along and sort of reinvents the sport. Well, like Bruce Lee sort of did with Jeet Kune Do when he married a whole bunch of different styles into his style, you know, and it's like everyone was resistant towards it.
Or in music, and Eddie Van Halen.
Yes.
You know, somebody who does something that goes, wow. Okay, we can do this a different
way. I guess you
way.
Can do that, yeah.
Yeah, so Pele turns 80 years old today. Chi-Chi Rodriguez. Hey.
Chi-Chi.
One of the best names ever in the world of golf.
What's his actual name?
That is his name.
His actual name is Chi-Chi.
That's a good question. You know what? I've always just assumed it was. Chi-Chi Rodriguez. And Chi-Chi's thing was, and he was a sweetheart of a guy. He was just this most lovable guy. But when he would get a birdie
He would take his putter and he would pretend like it was a sword and he would go after the
that's very cool.
The hole,
yeah.
Which I think is what they did with Shooter McGavin a little bit. And
Shooter.
You remember he would do the little handgun thing when he would get a birdie.
I met him once. Senior PGA was in our area. My grandfather took me and I got to meet him. He could not have been a nicer guy. And his real first name, Casey, is Juan Antonio.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Now Chi-Chi. Chi-Chi was his nickname. All right. There you go.
Saint Chi-Chi.
He is 85 years old today. It's also Weird Al Yankovic's birthday.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This is Nick Murphy's day then.
Yes.
Massive Weird Al fan.
Absolutely loves him. It turns out a lot of revered people. I think Michael Giacchino really digs Weird Al Yankovic.
Tremendously so. And he was the subject of a Goldbergs episode.
Yep.
And he had a resurgence recently. You know, it's a fun movie to watch, that UHF movie.
Oh, my God.
You remember that?
Yes,
I do.
Like
the Wheel of Fish and all that stuff.
Yep. And Michael Richards is
Michael
in it
Richards
as well.
Michael Richards in it, yes.
Yep. It's goofy. It's You know, it's slapstick funny.
Yeah, absolutely.
Weird Al Yankovic is 61 today. Dwight Yoakam, who's not only an accomplished musician, but a pretty solid actor, too. He's been in a lot of really good movies.
Sling Blade.
Yeah, Panic Room.
Absolutely. Yeah. He's really good. I always kind of rib my wife because she finds him hot. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
So you can never call me on some of my teeth. All right?
But man, he was reprehensible in Sling Blade.
Oh, he was horrible. The reason.
Yep.
Yeah, he was abusive and horrible.
Yep.
Kathy? There's some people that are not that like traditional hot that for whatever reason you're like, I don't know what it is, but like I like that person.
I still reserve the right with Claire to go, okay.
They had that je ne quoi say.
Sure.
Okay. Whatever, that certain something.
Je ne sais quoi.
Je ne sais quoi. I'd say je ne quoi say.
I like that. Yes.
Je ne quoi say. Yes. Preston is a French newswoman.
Yes.
They have that Jenny
McCarthy. I'm je ne quoi
say. I haven't said that phrase in so long. I'm like, I think that's it.
Yeah.
I'm going to try it out.
I'm going to go for it.
I'm going for it.
A certain Joy DeVolvo.
Yeah. Je ne sais quoi.
Je ne sais quoi.
Okay, thank you.
Garcon.
Je ne croissant.
Je ne croissant.
Je ne croissant.
They should create that. We should have that on
Je ne croissant.
Je ne croissant.
Maybe
Garcon, more je ne croissant.
Gottschall's will whip one up today for us. Dwight Yoakam is 64. Robert Trillo.
Fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Which I think the actual pronunciation of his name is Robert Trujillo.
Really?
Because it's spelled T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O, and the double L in Spanish is kind of a Y. So anyhow, I don't know. I'm the guy who said Jenna Quasse, so take it for what it's worth. He's great. He's 56 years old.
Played
today.
With Nickel Creek on a song called The Smoothie Song.
Seriously?
You want to hear it?
Smoothie Song. Oh. That's great. Wow. So happy birthday to Robert, who is 56.
Thanks.
No.
No, it's just bluegrass, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Americana.
Then we have Ang Lee, the director. We have a couple of directors celebrating birthdays today. Ang Lee, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, Life of Pi, The Hulk, Brokeback Mountain. We were just talking about
Brokeback Mountain again. Great movie. And he also directed The Hulk, and both movies are very similar.
Oh, okay.
Hulkback Mountain.
Sam Raimi also has a birthday today. If we're going to talk superhero movies, he did Spider-Man movies.
Directing the next Darkman movie.
Oh.
I mean, directing the next Doctor Strange movie, I meant to say.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Very much looking forward to the next Doctor
Absolutely,
Strange movie.
Absolutely, yeah.
Evil Dead, also Sam Raimi's.
If you're going to pick one of the roster, if you've not seen the original, not the second one, the original Evil Dead, that's the one to see.
You know what's interesting? So he's doing Doctor Strange, which is going to be, as Kevin Smith was telling us the other day, this multiverse Doctor Strange,
yes,
right?
Yep.
And so Sam Raimi did the original Spider-Man, and that Spider-Man is now working its way into the Spider-Man multiverse for the next Spider-Man movie.
They're going to have them all cross over.
So yeah.
Apparently Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield, and that's cool.
Let's see. Oh, it's Ryan Reynolds' birthday today. Ryan Reynolds is a machine.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you've got to love every bit of what he does. He is, obviously, he took the superhero genre to another level with Deadpool.
He wouldn't give up on that, too, which I really love, because they really screwed that story up with the Wolverine movie.
Mm-hmm. Yep. His work on social media is funny as hell.
If you watch Deadpool and Deadpool 2, the density of material and lines that are coming
and physical comedy that just keeps going and going and going.
Yeah.
It's really amazing.
Yep, it's jam-packed. And obviously he's having success with his aviator gin as well. He's married to a stunningly beautiful woman who's really talented too, Blake Lively.
On the downside, though, a huge penis.
Oh, that's so sad to hear. I love that guy.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds is 44 today. Nancy Grace, CNN headline news personality, is 61. Emilia Clarke of Game of Thrones, Daenerys Targaryen, she is 34. What Star Wars movie was she in?
Solo. She's in Solo.
Solo, that was it.
Did you see Solo?
I did.
I think it's pretty good.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I've kind of fizzled on the whole universe personally, but it was good.
To me, the Rogue One was the big find of all of that.
Yep.
J.J. Abrams period film. Series as I speak in staccato.
Amelia is 34 today. Meghan McCain, TV host, The View, and daughter of the late Senator John McCain.
Just had a baby.
He is 36 today. That's right. And then the last birthday is Ireland Baldwin.
Ah,
the rude little pig.
Okay. You're a little pig, Phil. You're a pig.
Happy birthday, little pig.
Hey, pig. How are you doing today, pig?
That pig could kick his ass.
Daughter of Kim Basinger and Alec Baldwin.
And what did she say? She said something
about
that.
She said she could kick his ass. She was at, they were at the roast for Alec Baldwin. And she brought up the call, and she said he doesn't do that anymore because she's like 6'2" now.
And she said, because I could kick his ass.
Yeah.
Wow. Nick just pulled up a photo of her standing topless in a swimming pool. She's got little I voted stickers on her nipples.
That's
she's
her?
Well endowed, by the way.
Preston, that's her neighbor's pool.
She is tatted up.
She's
got a sleeve on her left arm and a snake that comes around and covers the top part of her right hand. So... she's probably going to keep inking herself up if that's the case. Wow.
You going to vote this year, Kev?
Look at her stretching out. Okay. Wow. I didn't know she did.
See what it says
like
on her arm?
No.
Little pig.
Little pig.
Little pig. Little pig, little pig, let me in. All right. Let's see if somebody knows the answer to this question, courtesy of listener Brian, who said this. In the alphabet, what letters do not begin any of the 50 United States? There are seven letters, 215-263. WMMR is a number, and I am going to go to, let's go to Bob. Hey, Bob, good morning.
Gadzooks.
Gadzooks to you, Bob. All right, what are the seven letters that do not begin any of the 50 United States?
Let me see. BJEQXYZ.
The man nailed it. Nice work. All right, Bob, hang on, because for you, a $50 Bonefish Grill gift card. It's National Seafood Month, and Bonefish Grill is celebrating all month long with seasonal favorites like their grilled swordfish and pumpkin ravioli and fresh apple martini made with house-infused apple cinnamon vodka. Taste the sea with family bundles that feed up to five people starting at $30. You can order online at bonefishgrill.com, delivery in DoorDash and Uber Eats, or dine in whenever you are ready. Very rarely do I talk about the Real Housewives, but they've clashed with Dancing with the Stars, so I'm going to jump in on this.
No, it's getting ugly, man.
Bethany Frankel was not happy when she heard that Tyra Banks had banned the Real Housewives star and alums from Dancing with the Stars. Per an OK story, so that's kind of a tabloid magazine, Banks reportedly, quote, made it clear that she didn't want any more housewives in her ballroom. Tyra has never been a fan of the housewives, but the real reason she doesn't want them on her show is that Bethany Frankel, NeNe Leakes, and Teresa Giudice do not make headlines anymore. In a since-deleted post, the 49-year-old Bethany Frankel tweeted, good to know Tyra Banks has clumped me in here, no more housewives, in her no more housewives mandate. Also good to know their casting director, Dina, who I love, has asked me to be on the show multiple times in the last decade. I am also no longer a housewife, but nobody is bigger than the game, Tyra.
Tyra did release a statement. You want to hear it?
Mm-hmm. You don't need douche because the vagina is a self-cleaning oven.
Okay. Oh, that's
weird. That has nothing to do with this.
I know. It's weird.
That's odd.
She's obviously trying to deflect.
In a later post, Frankel wrote, I deleted that post because I really like and have a great relationship with Dina Katz from Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, my God.
If Tyra Banks wants to come on my podcast, she is welcome anytime.
as she has built a successful brand on her own in her own way. But Banks herself is claiming that the rumor is bunk. She said it's 100% untrue.
It's poppycock.
She said she's a huge fan of the Housewives, and everyone knows Tyra is a businesswoman first. As a businesswoman, why would she say anything against the Housewives? She has nothing to do with
it. You know, I realize why I hate the Real Housewives stuff. First off, who actively enjoys constant conflict? You know, I try to stay away from conflict. Yeah. That's the shows are predicated on constant fighting, flipping over tables,
yep,
ripping out hair extensions.
Mm-hmm. Talking behind each other's, yeah, backs, all that stuff. So, yeah, I agree, Steve. I'm with you. Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson packed on a PDA fest at Kim Kardashian's 40th birthday party after reconciling amid the pandemic.
I love you so much.
Their reconciliation has frustrated some fans who fear that she will fall into the same patterns where they're back together and then he'll get bored and cheat on her again. As fans may recall, he publicly cheated.
Where's the indication that he's a philanderer?
Shortly before she gave birth to their daughter, True, then again after she took him back with Kylie Jenner's then friend Jordan Woods. At Kim's surprise party, featured on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, by the way, Thompson was spotted kissing Kardashian. The pair rekindled the romance during COVID. A source tells us it's always working. It's always a worry that Tristan can go back to his old ways, especially once he's on the road and working again. But they have spent so much time trying to heal from the past wrongdoing. So this isn't her main focus at this point.
Of course not.
She wants to move on and eliminate that chapter from their lives.
Of course.
But not forget it at the same time.
No.
Why did I waste time with that story?
I don't know. That's pretty good.
Let's move on to something else.
It's Khloe Kardashian.
A Bachelorette fan is walking back her claims that Claire Crawley attended the senior prom with her husband. Now, the whole controversy erupted on social media, naturally, after Crawley had told Good Morning America that she never went to prom. Well, the fan hit up social media and wrote, "My husband took Claire Crawley to senior prom." Claire Crawley, you went to prom. You were in that helicopter.
You were in that helicopter. And you, nothing but a, what is it?
A lemon-headed coward. I'm about to get you, buddy. Anyway, she said, you went to prom.
You went to that prom.
Yeah, but was it her prom or his prom?
Was it her prom or his prom?
Oh, okay.
I will explain.
All right.
Crawley defended herself in the comment section, writing, "You do know that there are more dances in high school that are not prom, right? It turns out it's just someone digging up old photos."
You're in that helicopter. You're nothing but a chameleon, lemon-headed, coward, terrorist, and I'm after you, buddy.
What's he say? I'm gusting you?
So what? So it was a different type of dance?
It turns out someone was, she continues to write, "Turns out it's just someone digging up old photos. Why she keeps her husband's old dance pics, I'm not sure. I went to a new school senior year and, in fact, did not go to prom, just like I said." And the fan walked it back, writing, "I would like to say that I misunderstood."
Okay, but he
Claire did not go to prom with my husband. It was another dance, and I apologize for
that. I'm very sorry, and I apologize with all my heart.
The controversy was that this guy went to prom with a lady.
She said she never went to senior prom, and this guy was like, "Oh no, you didn't."
I see.
Yes, and Firebat, yes, you did.
And you're nothing but a chameleon.
Oh man,
I'm very sorry.
Because there were, in high school, for me, there were four dances.
Were the four dances?
Well, it was each grade.
Did you have like a Sadie Hawkins dance?
Yeah,
and stuff
like
that?
Ninth grade, yeah, right. Ninth, 10th, 11th, and 12th.
Now,
12th grade was the big one, especially at Pensbury. So if you wanted to go to that one.
Yeah, there's homecoming dance. Yeah. There's a prom. There's usually about three dances per year, I remember, happening in school. So you had a junior prom as well. You could go as a junior if you took a senior.
Right,
you know?
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Right.
I went to a couple of proms.
Yeah, there were only
two proms,
junior and senior prom, like our freshman and sophomore.
Kathy's here with the social studies teacher.
Okay, sorry to cut you off, but real quick, like that was like part of, like you had to make sure our group of friends, we were like, all right, we want to go to the senior prom while we're juniors. When we were seniors, we wanted to go to the junior prom. So like, it was just a party to go to.
Did you go as a freshman to prom?
No, because our school was broken up. So one building was 9th and 10th grade, and the other building was 11th and 12th.
No, she just, they went to, you went to Cabo with the principal.
Stop it. Stop saying I did things with teachers.
Even before, even in middle school, we had like, we had a formal in junior high, which was cool. It was a lot of fun. Then we did Sadie Hawkins, you know, there were a few different dances.
Did you have a couple people ask you to Sadie Hawkins?
No, nobody ever asked me to Sadie Hawkins. It sucked, man.
Yeah, it's really bad.
But, I went stag. Because in junior high, you know, if they had...
I didn't need the bitches.
You just went anyway, you know. So I went and met up with some friends. But no, I felt like a total loser because nobody asked me to go to Sadie Hawkins.
I think we posted the picture. You know what? I'll pull it up and I'll send it to Marissa if you want to see it. In 10th grade, my date had like the biggest mustache. Yes. He was like the first guy to get a mustache.
Well, he was 48.
Did you guys...
No, he wasn't.
Did you guys have a powder puff at your at your schools?
What is that guy?
That's like a huge deal now. Like, I remember it being a big deal when we were kids, but now it's incredible.
It's where the girls play football.
Oh, yes. Okay, I've heard
of this. But they've added, and now the boys do a cheerleading routine.
Yes. No. So that was part of it, too. Yeah. And, my sister got in a fight at Powder Puff.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, they took it seriously. It was like the lingerie league, those chicks.
Yeah.
They take it seriously.
Yeah, they
beat the crap
out
of each other.
Yeah.
So, anyhow. So she went. She did not go to a prom, and this gal had to walk it back a little bit.
It's a devastating story for the nation.
Actress Lake Bell and her husband Scott Campbell are splitting up after 7 years of marriage. I love me some Lake Bell, man. She's funny, beautiful. She's got a lot of talent. The actress and artist stated that... They started dating in 2011. They share Nova, who is 5 years old, and Osgood, who is 3 years old.
Oh, boy.
In a statement on social media, Bell said, after 9 years together, 7 years married, two sparkling children.
Oh, wow.
Scott and I are ending... They're vampires.
The sparkle.
Scott and I are ending our marriage, but continuing our loving family with respect and thoughtful guidance. We will continue to be parental comrades in arms and best friends for all of our days.
Did you read the statement? Does it work for you, dickhead? Okay, I'm going to release it.
Yeah, there you go. That's what's going on behind the scenes.
Hey, dickhead, did you read the statement? Have you read it?
I'm putting this best friend.
I'm putting it out to show that we're best friends. Read it.
That's divorce, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh.
Lily James made her first public appearance after the Dominic West PDA drama. I'd been saying the name Lily James for a little while now and didn't even realize who she was. She was Cinderella, right?
Yeah. There's a Lily James and a Lily Collins, and they're both kind of look similar, and they're both around the same age.
She was also in Yesterday. She played the love interest in Yesterday.
Yep. She can be that girl next door. She's a naturally beautiful woman, but she's also a good actress.
Yeah, she's got a sweetness about
her. She does.
As many recall, James and the Married West were photographed snuggling in Rome. We already did that.
They were canoodling. What's the British word for canoodling?
Bumping uglies. Okay. The 31-year-old popped up on The Tonight Show and didn't address those rumors. But she did discuss the possibility of multiple Mamma Mia movies in the future.
All right. Well, there you go. That's what everyone was really interested in. They don't want to know if she's banging her co-star. They want to know if there's going to be Mamma Mia 3.
She told Jimmy Fallon, I want to do like 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'm down. Signed, sealed, delivered. I'm there.
So I like Lily James, but that for me is the worst possible scenario you could imagine. Did you see the moment Cher?
I didn't see any of those
movies,
man.
Holy crap. No. The first one was okay.
Yeah.
The one with Cher is just insufferable.
Although a tweet by M. Night Shyamalan last month said that they had wrapped filming for the Apple TV series Servant, the crew actually returned yesterday to film an additional scene, and it was the 2100 block of Spruce Street.
Yeah, did you see it had snow all over, fake snow?
No, I didn't see the pictures.
Yeah, it was cool.
Okay. This is the scene where they do a lot of referencing the Preston and Steve show, Preston.
Yes. Oh!
I think we were playing on the
radio.
So
let me ask you this, since they were filming in Philly, and of course Knight does that here, it doesn't take place in Philly.
It does.
Does it?
It takes place in PA. It takes place in Philly proper. So they've shot a lot of scenes. They created a bit of the street on another set as well, but they're here. And so, Preston, the show's really good.
Yeah, I agree.
And it has, anything I say will be giving away stuff that you should experience while watching
the
show.
Just watch it.
Yes.
It is really good. I watched the whole thing, too. It's really good. But I think that We haven't had him on for me to ask this question, but I think that he based the female character, the reporter character, off of a local reporter.
I have an idea.
I don't want to say it, okay. but I want to ask him who. I don't want to say it because I don't want it to come off as an insult, because the reporter's a little nutty.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh, now you got my mind working.
Hurricane like Schwartz?
No, I think she would probably be fine with it.
Okay.
We'll talk about this off air, maybe. All right, so what?
Okay.
Earlier in the day, Knight wrote a tweet that said, thank you, to my friends, love and respect you both, Stephen King and Guillermo del Toro. Servant 2 arrives January 15th. So both those guys love this show.
They love it. They were talking. It just oozes moodiness, Preston. It's creepy. Yeah. It's directed brilliantly. And Rupert Grint, right?
Yeah.
He is a great character in it. And he's maybe my favorite character in the whole thing, but it's really compelling.
Knight, please put us in one of your shows.
Yeah. Come on.
Or one of your movies. Just an audio clip of the radio or something like that. Or a full scene with all of us that is very detailed and involved, where we're a big part of the plot.
Either one is fine.
I'm going to say, enough with the Yuki.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, why don't we?
Enough with the Yuki.
Why is Yuki in this show?
Sure.
Why don't we do our acting contest thing that we're going to do
and then send
it to him?
That might do it.
He'll go, oh my God, this has been sitting right here, this treasure trove of a talented
right in
actors.
Front of my face.
All right, let's move on to some other things.
We'll send him the clip from It's Always Sunny, Preston.
Meryl Streep, Nicole Kidman, Kerry Washington, James Corden, and Andrew Rannells, and other stars in The Prom from Ryan Murphy for Netflix. Apparently the trailer had dropped for this. So the plot centers on four Broadway stars who have seen their star dim, attempting to restart their careers by flying to Indiana to help a lesbian student who is banned from the prom bring her girlfriend to the prom. I've not seen the trailer yet, but I like the concept of that. The trailer premiered yesterday. There's some more news for you. Zack Snyder's Justice League will feature Jared Leto as the Joker. He played, of course, the villain in Suicide Squad and has joined the shooting of additional footage for the Snyder Cut of the 2017 superhero movie. He was forced to exit, according to the Hollywood Reporter. The project is going to be on HBO Max. Any idea when that's going to happen? Like next year, maybe?
Yeah. Okay. And so it's a big driver for HBO Max. It's shaping up to be really cool. We talked a little bit about this yesterday. Jared Leto's not playing a traditional Joker. He's a little bit more devoid of the whimsical sort of demonic playfulness.
Yeah.
But he is a frightening Joker.
Yep.
And that's pretty cool.
I like the different versions of Joker. Yeah. I think that character is worth exploring, as opposed to one dimension of him.
So I'm still not quite sure what this actually is, Steve. Are they taking the movie and then expanding it?
So when the movie was shot, its running time would have been close to Zack Snyder's original cut would have been somewhere in the realm of like 3 hours plus.
Right.
And so there's all that footage that existed. His daughter died during the wrapping up of the movie. So Joss Whedon came in and did a much more truncated cut of the movie and added some things, subtracted some things.
So when they were saying release the Snyder cut, they're referring to the original material.
The original plan that he had. So there's all sorts of stuff that was part of it. That now is going to be a four-part series on HBO Max.
I'm looking forward to it. I liked Justice League. You liked Justice League.
I absolutely
did. It got
crapped on
a bit, but I liked it.
It was a little cheesy, especially towards the end.
I still liked it.
Yeah, no, I know.
I didn't find it cheesy. I dug it.
My opinion is that it was a little cheesy at the end.
Yeah. So anyhow,
I have a brand new Ben Affleck Batman statue at home that would disagree with you.
I'm looking forward to seeing the expanded version of that. Justin Lin will direct the 10th and 11th films in the Fast and the Furious franchise, concluding the franchise. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. He is currently in production on F9. Vin Diesel will lead the final two with Michelle Rodriguez, Tyrese Gibson, Sean Kang, Ludacris, Jordana Brewster, and Nathaniel Emmanuel.
Do they mention anything about family?
Likely enjoying. The word family was not uttered in this particular.
Dumb.
I can't believe it. But whatever, man. You know, people, they're being made for a reason. People love them.
I will say this. A couple of them I found entertaining. They're not even. I think the next one, Preston, actually has them. I kid you not, in space.
Seriously,
that is what I have.
Why
read.
Not?
Yep.
Where are you going to go? And then after that, maybe another dimension.
Yep.
You know, you got to go to
multiverse.
You got to keep
where,
going.
In one of the universes, it's not about family.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
Yeah. That's what.
In this universe, it's not about family.
Wait a second. Where's my family?
Yeah. It's outlandish. You know, Charlize Theron is back for it. Now they're doing the Calvin and Hobbes, or what is it, Hobbs and Shaw?
Oh, okay.
I'd like to see an action version of Calvin and Hobbes.
Calvin and Hobbes and Shaw.
Yeah, doing the wagon races down the hill.
My name is Vin Calvin.
Scarlett Johansson will produce and star in the science fiction drama called Bride for Apple and A24 from director Sebastian Lelio.
Lelio.
Bride follows a woman created to be an ideal wife, the singular obsession of a brilliant entrepreneur. When she rejects her creator, she is forced to flee her confined existence, confronting a world that sees her as a monster. While on the run, she finds her true identity, her surprising power, and the strength to remake herself as her own creation.
Is she going to look like Scarlett Johansson, or will she be monstered up?
Don't know.
Okay.
I have no idea. But
she's done a couple movies, like she did Lucy. Yep. She's done these sort of, she's good in this sort of role.
Bride joins Apple and A24's feature films under their first look partnership, including the sooner premiere On the Rocks from Sofia Coppola and The Skies Everywhere starring Cherry Jones and Jason Segel. Apple Original Films is also going to be debuting Martin Scorsese's Killers of the Flower Moon, top line by Leonardo DiCaprio and Robert De Niro, Emancipation from director Antoine Fuqua, and starring and produced by Will Smith, Swan Swan. Will be starring...
Stop looking at me, Swan!
Mahershala Ali and Naomi Harris, Snowblind with Jake Gyllenhaal, and Sharper, starring and produced by Julianne Moore. So they got some heavy hitters coming up.
I tell you, if you want to watch one of those, if you want to get on board one of them, Kathy, Servant, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We are going to reveal some new movies opening this weekend. Here we go. All right, so the movies opening this weekend include Borat, the subsequent movie film, with obviously Sacha Baron Cohen. The plot is released from prison for bringing shame to his country. Kazakh funny man Borat risks life and limb when he returns to America with his 15-year-old daughter. It's rated R. The running time is 1 hour and 36 minutes. It's now streaming on Amazon Prime, and the Rotten Tomatoes score, 83%. So it's a good score. Also opening this weekend is Roald Dahl's The Witches, adventure, comedy, fantasy, starring Anne Hathaway, Stanley Tucci, and Octavia Spencer. The plot is, after a young orphaned boy goes to live with his grandmother in Alabama, the pair decide to visit a seaside resort. Regrettably, they arrive at the same time the world's grand witch and her cronies, traveling undercover, gather to carry out nefarious plans. Rated PG, running time 1 hour and 45 minutes. It is now streaming, and the Rotten Tomatoes score is 50% on that.
So this was already a movie, which I really liked, with Angelica Houston playing the Grand Witch. And, you know, so they, in regular life, you can't tell they're witches. They pass as regular humans. But there's a scene where they're in the grand ballroom, and they lock the doors, and they all morph into their witchiness.
Yep. All right, we're ready for the clips now. A once young detective is given his first adult case and tasking him to solve the murder of his client's boyfriend. In the film, The Kid Detective. In this clip, director Evan Morgan talks about how Adam Brody was picked as the film's lead role. Here we go.
The role was conceived for him. I've known Adam for 7 years. We've been working on this movie exactly that length of time. I ran into him at a film festival, and I shared it with him, and we just clicked in terms of, like, our taste and our sense of humor. And I just pitched him on the idea of, like, doing something together, and this was one of the first ideas to come out of our conversations.
The Kid Detective is playing in theaters now. Here's the next clip. Netflix's new show, The Queen's Gambit, takes us on a journey with the orphan chess prodigy, Beth Harmon,
as her addiction leads her down a path to becoming a grandmaster of the game. In this clip, star Anya Taylor-Joy opens up about her background in chess. Here we go.
I had never played chess prior to taking part in this. And I feel so grateful that I've been given this peek inside of this magical, secretive world. I had an incredible chess-like sensei. It sounds strange, but I felt a great deal of responsibility to the chess community to tell the story correctly and to, you know, really be able to embody that character.
I want to see you naked.
The Queen's Gambit is available to watch on Netflix today.
I started playing chess again lately.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I am in awe of people who can see more than two moves in advance.
I know.
What about people who play the multi-dimensional chess?
Yeah.
Well, the three levels
of layers.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nope. I don't know how to play. I've never played chess, and I don't really know the rules of the game.
Come on over.
I mean, I know the end game, but I don't know how to get there.
Well, end game is actually a chess term, so further along than
I'm
you
in.
Expected. Yeah.
We actually have. So my son Carter was getting into chess. That's why our dog is named Rook, because he named the dog. We had bought him when he had first shown interest. There's actually a solo game that you can play.
Hmm.
It's really small. It's a much smaller board, and it just helps you start to learn strategies. And the game was very interesting, and
okay.
I forgot how you play it, but I still have it at home. You might be interested in that.
Yeah,
Nick. I'll
yeah.
see if I can find that.
Why don't
for you
swap your at-home beer making kit for the chess kit?
I'll take the beer making.
How long ago did you give me that?
I think we were at Y100.
I think we were at Y100. It was a gift.
It was a Pollyanna.
And I re-gifted him. All right. That's what I have in the entertainment report. Let's take a quick break for a second. Our friends at Godshalls have arrived. I saw them here. And that means we have 6 packs of coupons good for 6 full-size packages of Godshalls turkey bacon. Let's take caller number 12 and give that to you, 215-263-WMMR. Don't forget they have 80% less fat in Godshalls turkey bacon, 100% smoky bacon taste. Make the switch to Godshalls. We'll be back in a moment.
Acme Markets proudly supports Preston and Steve's Camp Out for Hunger, beginning Monday, November 16th at Xfinity Live inside the Wells Fargo Center complex. More this year than most. We really need your help to make Camp Out a success. You can make a difference right now. Visit your local Acme during October and November and make a donation at the register when you check out. Acme will ensure your generous gift goes right to Phil Abundance to purchase food that's a lifeline for area families in need. Go to WMMR.com for complete details and a list of especially needed food items. Camp Out for Hunger from Acme Markets and 93.3 WMMR, putting Philly first.
That's a band name, Preston. Jaded Natives.
Jaded Natives.
Yeah, it is.
That's a solid one.
Yeah.
I like it. All right. So, I saw this story this morning. I want to share this with you. There's a lifestyle website. It's called Best Life. And they looked at a number of factors to determine something. And I'll tell you what that is in a moment.
Okay.
So they looked at U.S. Census Bureau statistics on population increases or decreases within each of the 50 states, as well as the results of a poll from 2014 that asked each state's residents whether they believed theirs was the best place to live, among other things. Then they used data to compile a hatred index.
Oh, no.
Of all 50 states.
Oh, no.
Yeah. The most hated state in America.
They
according
hate us?
According to this story, no. Well, it depends.
Okay.
They hate some of us.
Okay.
New Jersey is the most hated state in the nation.
Why?
I don't know.
Why?
It's the jug handles.
Can we just start this conversation off by saying we don't hate New Jersey?
No, I don't hate New Jersey.
Freaking
at all.
Love New Jersey.
No,
90% of our calendar girls.
I know,
but you
know,
New Jersey. A lot of them.
You know how defensive they get, Steve, and I understand the defensive knee jerk reaction to it. But this is Preston reporting on a story.
No, I love Jersey.
Where does the hate come from, though? Like, I don't even know.
Is it North Jersey?
We've had
where
a couple
originated?
Things. They're.
No, because there's like even like where Chuck lives and people in that area have made comments like, don't hate on us or whatever. So it,
right.
I don't know.
Listen, where's the step off point for this acrimony?
We had a conversation a while back where I stated that once you get into New Jersey and drive in New Jersey, you drive like an a-hole.
Okay, so, you know.
And Jerseyites actually agreed with you. Yeah, some did, yeah.
Some were upset about it.
Yeah.
I didn't say New Jersey drivers are a-holes. I'm saying that once you cross the state line, everybody drives the trip, including people from other states. But
suggesting that the roads perhaps foster that.
I'm moving on from that into, I don't know why. They didn't indicate in this story that I read what led to the hatred index, other than people, you know, maybe just commenting on which state do you hate the most. Now, they're in decent company because some of the other states that are hated are Texas is next and California is next. So, you know, there can be arguments there as to whether those are really hated states. I have some friends that live in Texas. And
my dad lives in Texas.
To California many times and love that there.
Yeah.
This is the perception of people from other states hating, you know, so it's not a resident saying that we hate where we live, you know, so.
Well, suck it.
Yeah.
There are a lot of texts coming in from New Jersey numbers that are saying that it sucks, and they're talking about their own state. So this is not me saying New Jersey sucks. It's them saying New Jersey sucks.
There's a ton of aspects of Jersey to recommend it to anyone. I don't know if you're talking about, like, right outside of, you know, northern New Jersey, outside of, you
it
know.
Just says the whole state.
I don't think that's fair.
No.
Yeah, I don't know. That's where my dentist is.
How can the dentist say that?
Come on.
Casey's got a shore house there.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm also, like, there's not a whole lot of, like, the whole state is kind of, like, the same. Do you know what I mean? Like, there are different parts of Pennsylvania where, you know, you have your urban areas, like Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, or whatever. And then you have, like, the Pennsylvania area, you know what I mean? Like, but like New Jersey, from the bottom to the top, is very, very similar.
Oh, you have some
farmlands.
I think there's a lot of variety. I think the people change from north to south.
Yeah,
I think
there's like east to west.
Yeah, I mean, there are towns and parts of New Jersey that are really charming.
Newark is very different than Red Bank.
And then like North Jersey, not like North Newark, New Jersey, is rural and mountainous and kind of like the Poconos.
Yeah.
Trenton
and Cape May aren't quite the same.
My ex-girlfriend lived in that area, Nick, that you talk about. And those people up there, they were the same as the people down here. Like,
I disagree entirely. I think North Jersey people are much closer to being New Yorkers and fans of those teams. And
North Jersey girls are
so you're going automatically to sports. And if you're going to go down that road, like, you know, Giants and Jets fans are really no different than Eagles fans. They just, you know, have a different team that they root for.
I think Tony Soprano is different than somebody that's spending time in Cape May.
All right, let me get some calls because I thought it was interesting and a bit unnecessary to call New Jersey the most hated state in America. They brought us Bon Jovi, for crying out loud.
Come on! Bruce Springsteen!
All right, let me go.
Edison!
Let me go to Joe. Hey, Joe, good morning.
Uncle Floyd!
Hey, Joe?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, what's up, buddy?
So, not only is that report correct, but there's a bit of a civil war going on
all right,
in New Jersey.
What? Let me start by this. You are a New Jersey resident.
Born and raised all 31 years.
Okay. Right. All right. What area? What town?
I grew up around near National Park, Woodbury, Deptford areas.
Okay. And there is a civil war in New Jersey. Okay.
And the Mason is
what is this? Oh, it's a civil war from Guns N' Roses. I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
The Mason-Dixon line is I-195. It literally divides the state perfectly in half.
Yeah. Okay.
North Jersey residents hate South Jersey and vice versa.
Huh.
But yet anyone else from outside the state that's never been or doesn't understand, like Casey, there is way more diversity to New Jersey than you know because you don't spend enough time throughout the rest of the state besides the shore, that anyone else tries to badmouth the state having never been here, we will all team up and rip you to shreds.
Right.
There is no doubt in my mind that, that report is 100% correct. But no one hates New Jersey more than the people who live here.
So, Joe, let me ask you, are there any particular issues that are, is it class? The taxes?
We are one of still, I've actually fact checked this multiple times to make sure I'm not stupid for saying it.
Yeah.
We're still one of the top 10 most expensive states to live in.
That's true.
That doesn't matter if you live up in Elizabeth or you live down in Salem. It doesn't matter. We are getting destroyed in our our property and sale, well, not sales tax, but the sales tax or property tax,
right,
are obnoxious. Like, only a few states beat us, one of them being obviously California, because Jesus.
I mean, that is a whole other ball game. They're just killing their population. But you say tax.
It might be another country.
So what's the delineation, though, in the Civil War between what divides?
Yeah.
One is actually sports teams, but it's even in Jersey, we know that people more north of 195 act more like New Yorkers. They are wannabes.
I can see that.
Wannabes. They want to act like that so bad, it's where they do the stupid accent. And they say that we're more like Philadelphia because we speak more like the Philadelphia area.
That's an interesting point. That I had not thought about that. Yeah. Northern Jersey is gravitating towards New York and Southern Jersey towards Philadelphia.
Which sucks identity. Because you're influenced by large cities in other states, not by your own large
cities.
They
don't have their own identity. Yeah. They really don't.
Our large cities are slums, and we're afraid. People from other parts of the state are afraid to go to those cities.
Also, to that point, Joe, when you bring up a state, there's always a city that pops to mind as the representative city.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen with Jersey.
Yeah, right. There's
there's one. You know what happens? It's just like, oh, you're from Jersey. It's like, no, wrong part of Jersey. Get the accent right.
Right. That never was right. Even back in the Joe Piscopo days, that was overdone and not right.
Yeah. All right.
But the problem is that is the accent up there now.
All right, Joe, thanks for the heads up. We appreciate it. We're going to go some other calls. Very interesting insight from you. Take care, bud.
So Joe actually got it pretty correct. There was an article that was released on NJ.com back in February, and it gives the 25 things that people in New Jersey hate about their state, and he hit a few of them. And the taxes being one of them. People, basically the difference between North Jersey and South Jersey. They said the lame pizza places. They said there's like one every other block, and they're all lame.
I'll tell you this, though. They do have, and I think we've sort of agreed on it casually, they have the best cheesesteak place.
Donkeys.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
No, you're right about the generic pizza places.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's only a handful of special ones, and they're everywhere. But, I mean, just the regular standard, you know.
That's everywhere.
Blah pizza. But you're right about that, Kate.
Yeah.
I mean,
in fact, there is a place called Blah Pizza.
Pizza's pizza. And
in
then,
Jersey.
There's a few places that stand out just because they're different than the rest.
Yeah.
You know? Is it better? I don't know.
Wait, another one is all the useless little towns.
Oh, wow.
Useless little towns?
Now, if you live in that town, it's not useless.
Right?
I don't know. But that was really, kind of an epiphany. That is correct. You have a state split by its proximity to two major cities.
In other states.
And
I only know South Jersey. I don't know Northern New Jersey. I've only been there just a handful of times.
Northern Jersey used to be what I knew living in New York. Yeah. That's so you, right, Kathy?
Yeah, I have family in Northern Jersey. Yeah.
You're not missing anything.
Oh, really?
Well, but you know what? But where my family lives, it's beautiful.
Where do they live?
When I have driven up that way, I went to play. There's a really famous golf course called Baltusrol, and drove up there, and I'm like, this is gorgeous country.
I'll tell you what's turned around, honestly, over the years. I haven't been there in a long time, but Hoboken used to be the go-to joke, even in Looney Tunes cartoons. Hoboken!
Yeah, but now, then it became gentrified and all the young people who really... You know, because listen, New York City became too expensive, so they needed. And Hoboken was right across the Harbor Way, whatever. I don't even know what body of water is there, but
it's the South China Sea,
the Pacific Ocean. You know, my ex girlfriend lived in Passaic County, New Jersey. That area was beautiful. It was, you know, it was nice, woodsy, lakes and
flying squirrels.
Probably, I never saw any with my eyes, but they're probably there. Bears.
So this article says, we don't need all these mayors, council members, and public works people, especially for towns you can drive through in 2 minutes or less.
Okay.
All right,
there's loads of little municipalities.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
We got a lot of calls, as you can imagine. I'm going to go to Kevin.
As you can imagine.
Lifelong resident of New Jersey. Hey, Kevin, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hey,
Hey, does the W stand for Y-100?
That's
Wait,
a great
story.
Oh, tell the story.
Thing.
It's hilarious.
Real quick, we were at the Y-100 festivals. Used to be our festival shows, and Weezer was playing, and the gigantic W was behind them on the stage. And a girl, okay. I think she's one of our calendar girls, turns to me and goes, is the W for Y-100?
As in Y-100 W-H-Y.
Okay. Anyway, yes, what's up, Kev?
Listen, the reason people hate New Jersey is because they can't understand it. You know those little fish that leech onto sharks in the ocean that, like, draw everything from the sharks?
Yeah, they're called remoras.
Yeah, that's what New Jersey is?
There's two of them in New Jersey. One's for Philly, one's for New York. We're both little appendixes of both cities. But there's a lot of things in New Jersey that people from down south can't understand. I've traveled the country, and they're like, so y'all got beaches, y'all got farms, you got factories, and you can get to two major cities in less than an hour? Yeah. I hate you.
Yeah. there is a lot that is, yeah, you know, I can see that. It makes sense. Yeah.
It was known as the Garden State. Still is known as the Garden State for a long time.
Lots of blueberries.
Before I moved to this area, never once did I consider beaches and ocean or any of that thing in New Jersey. Because to me, it was always down south. Is where if you wanted to go to the beach, that's where you went. You know, you went to Florida, you went to Georgia or you know, Carolinas or something like that. But I was surprised to find out how awesome it is.
And I lived on a peninsula, so beaches were, you know, I drove 10 minutes either direction and I was hitting the beach on Long Island, you know?
Yeah. All right.
I will say, I'm glancing at the text message board over there. A bunch of babies, man. You can't say anything. Like, about any, like, they're so defensive about it. Like, you know, I'm not saying anything.
You don't get defensive about things.
No, you get defensive about it. I'm not saying anything.
Wait, people,
in fact, some people, but I'm not saying anything bad about New Jersey. But, like, if you just say New Jersey, people automatically want to take offense to it. I'm not saying I said New Jersey has no identity because South Jersey is, like, outside of Philadelphia. North Jersey is outside of New York. I'm not saying you guys suck.
Let me stick up for you.
No personality.
Preston, Nick, Kathy, and myself are sticking up for New Jersey while you're vilifying.
That's how we started. I'm married to a New Jersey girl. I live in New Jersey a little bit.
You own property in New Jersey. Yeah. Absolutely. Yes. You have a stake in the state. So you're bona fide, dude. And people can't call you a shoeby.
It doesn't matter, though.
Yeah, I know.
It doesn't matter.
That's how I started the conversation. Yeah. People just automatically get defensive because somewhere somebody's making fun of their state, including a lot of people within that state.
We think there's at least conclusion here is this is an unfair assessment of New Jersey to put it at the top of hated list. It makes no sense.
Yeah, if you're just tuning in, it's this lifestyle website, Best Life, and they found out the most hated state in the union is New Jersey.
For you guys, outside of the shore, what are the best parts about New Jersey? For me, Jersey corn, Jersey tomatoes.
Well, yeah, I love the produce stands.
Yeah,
the archaeology
because I drive through the rural parts of New Jersey.
They got an archaeology dig by Lowe's in South Jersey.
They do.
Yeah,
That's a good question.
Wild turkeys in Barrington. That's kind of cool.
No, to be honest, there's a whole bunch of beautiful area and
Thunder Road near Trenton.
Yeah, right, man.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Nick, Asbury Park. Yeah. Going down the shore.
Winds
blowing down the boardwalk. Wind blowing down the boardwalk, getting some blueberries. Trying to pick which city like more, Manhattan or Philadelphia.
Uh-huh.
Nick, I mentioned the useless towns, but there are some quaint little towns that are really cool to visit.
Oh, one of them is called Asbury Park.
We went to one not long ago. Case, you'll have to help me. It's in the general vicinity over towards Cherry Hill.
Hammond.
You're in Collingswood.
Collingswood. We went to the escape room.
Yeah, okay.
It's a beautiful little hamlet.
Yeah, pop shop over there.
Pop shop?
Yeah, it's just this cute little, it's a throwback to the 50s. It's a little soda pop shop.
I don't know, but we loved it.
I was thinking Haddonfield, not Hamilton.
Yeah.
Haddonfield is another little
Mullica Hills. That's one of the greatest haunted attractions around.
Yes.
Yes.
Creamy Acres. Yeah.
Princeton's a great town.
Yeah. I love Princeton.
Mm. Little Rock's a fine town.
NASA.
Oh, that's...
Yeah.
That's different.
I know it's the state. I know it's the shore, but Cape May is one of the nicest places on the planet. I love that. I love that town.
Let's see. Yeah, Cape May is stunning. It's got some goods, but let me go to some other calls and see what people want to weigh in on. I'm going to go to Courtney. Hey, Courtney.
Hi.
Hey, what's up, Courtney?
Hi. So I'm a New Jersey resident. I live in South Jersey.
like central rural where there's like lots of farms and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I work near Cherry Hill, like towards the Philly area. So I have to drive like a good hour every day. And I can tell you, me and a lot of other people that I know from South Jersey, we don't like outside Philly, outside people, mainly from PA or New York,
right,
that are going to the shore in the summertime because we get so much hate and people hate on New Jersey so much, but they love coming through our state every day to go to the shore every weekend.
I could see. Yeah, so I could see that pissing you off.
There's a give and a take, though, Courtney. Do you root for the Phillies or the Eagles or the Sixers or the Flyers?
Well, I don't actually care about sports that much, but everyone I know in South Jersey are all Philly people. And then the North Jersey, you know, there is that separation. There is that battle constantly.
Okay,
so
Courtney,
there is that separation.
You know what I think? I always think of those. I think of those teams as part of Southern Jersey's team. Like, I don't think it ends at the river. I think, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Outside of sports.
Only because we don't have our own teams. The only team that we have is the Devils. And I can tell you there is also a battle going on between some South Jersey people that like the Devils and that like the Flyers. I'm not good with sports. But anyway, so there is a battle going on between those people. I like, for instance, my wife, she is a Devils fan, but her twin brother is a Flyers fan, you know? So there is a little bit of a battle going on there, and it's really just because that's the only team that we have.
So outside of sports, though, as Preston was saying, the general thing that kind of pisses you off is they will hate on your state, but they, you know, come the summer for a couple of months, they're all
up our roads.
the shore opens up their doors, come on down, and then the second Labor Day hits, they're like, don't let the door hit you in the ass.
Right.
I drive home every day and I look and I see more PA license plates around me than Jersey license plates, and I just get so mad because I'm sitting in traffic for an hour to get home, and all these people just want to go to our shores. Go back to PA. You hate Jersey, don't you?
Don't you supposedly hate us?
Don't you hate us?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
PA, though.
Like, I get that. Like, when you're going down, especially those back roads, like 322, you go over the Commodore Barry Bridge, there's, like, nowhere else to go. And they're widening part of that road. But, like, and also, you know, coming over the Walt Whitman Bridge on a Saturday morning during the summer, like, it is terrible. And if I lived in that state, if that were, you know,
it'd drive you nuts.
It would drive me absolutely crazy.
All right. Let's see if this is who I think it is. I've got Lou on this morning. Hey, Lou. Of course it is. Yes.
Who's Lou?
All right, Lou. You're a Jerseyite.
Yes. Now Casey and I both have a house down in Wildwood area. And now that I live there part-time, I always thought that Jersey should be split in two, North Jersey and South Jersey.
Yeah.
North Jersey should be called Petrochemical Refinery State, and South Jersey is the Garden State.
Okay.
So South Jersey is the garden part of the Garden State.
Yes. And,
okay.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
And the northern part, okay, there is a point to what he's saying, because you know, you get to that point on the turnpike,
mm-hmm.
and it looks like Blade Runner when you get up towards the city.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you're almost on the edge of New York at that point.
You really are.
It's, you know, right, listen, it all turns into an urban nightmare up that way.
I always thought it was cool, like in a fog like this, when you're driving along that stretch of road past those petrochemical plants, and the lights are blinking, and you're on another planet. It's cool.
Yeah.
Mad Max,
exactly. Yep.
So Lou, you call for North and South Jersey. Make it official.
Make it official.
All right, Lou. Good to talk to you, man.
All right, you guys, take it easy.
All right, buddy. Nice. All right. There you go. Oh, I didn't get it from him. Sorry, I hung up.
How's Lou?
How's Lou? We found out that the other day. Let's see. I will go to Thaddeus. Grew up in Central New Jersey. Hey, Thaddeus. Good morning.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
What's up? I've been a guest on the show before, actually.
Oh, really? Doing what?
Zach Galifianakis impersonator.
Oh,
okay.
How's that going for you?
Ah, jeez.
It's
not too bad. That's
it's slowed down.
A little sluggish.
Yeah, I grew up, actually, in Morrisville, Yardley, that area. So growing up in that area, it's early, man. I haven't had any coffee. But having all the topless bars in Morrisville, the real dirty, you know, dirty places, mm-hmm. Bristol, Levittown, it was great being a kid in that area. You know, you could shoot up to New York City, you know, get plastered, lay out on the sidewalk. Go to Atlantic City.
Why aren't you working for the Tourism Bureau?
Also, that's not Central Jersey.
Yeah, that's not. That's Pennsylvania.
Actually, I think one of you, was it Marissa or somebody's from...
You grew up in Marissa?
No, she's from, aren't you from Yardley or somewhere?
No, that's
Kathy.
That's me.
That's Kathy.
Yeah, whatever.
But, are you on a sidewalk right now?
But Central Jersey does
You're
not
really matter. Representing yeah. us so, well. Yeah. Thanks, Thaddeus.
I love living in New Jersey, sleeping on the sidewalk.
Where do you live in New Jersey? Bismarck?
Hit the Bucks Go sound clip.
Bismarck?
Oh, my God.
I'll give you this one. Bucks Go. You should live in Delco.
Sorry that Zach Galifianakis' career didn't work.
Oh, serious?
Actually, I've been doing some shoots.
Really?
I'm going to a shoot right now, yeah.
All right.
Now, are you shooting at people, or are you being photographed?
Are you shooting cocaine?
Do you have anything to say about Jersey?
Oh, New Jersey.
Jesus.
Did you think we were talking about Pennsylvania?
What's that?
Did you think we were talking about Pennsylvania?
Well, I'm kind of like a Jersey, Pennsylvania boy. I lived on the border.
Are you drinking?
Yeah.
You know, I got all messed up in Trenton.
He's doing drunk Zach Galifianakis. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we appreciate it,
Thaddeus. Thanks, Thaddeus. It's been a slice. Appreciate it. All right.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what that was.
One thing we can all agree on is Thaddeus.
Yes. All right, you want to talk to somebody from Delaware and see what they have to say?
Yeah.
All right. Dude, Pennsylvania, New Jersey are like, butt out of this, man.
Yeah, let me go to Alyssa.
This is an A and B conversation. You can see your way out of it.
Alyssa, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, what's up, Alyssa?
So we're from Delaware, and we can't stand anyone from New Jersey.
Oh, wow.
You can't stand anyone from New Jersey? What about PA?
Well, we can get down with people from Philly just because of the Eagles, but for the most part, they can't drive, they're rude, they're ignorant. It just doesn't. It never works.
Okay.
Cool. You sound nice, though. Everybody else is rude and ignorant, but you're just sweet as pie.
No, well, pretty much everyone from Delaware. You come to the beach, they come to the beaches, and they overcrowd everything, and they can't drive, and they cut everyone off. And
oh, they can't drive.
This sounds
drive.
Like the same issue that the gal had from Jersey of people headed to the shore, they driving like, through our state.
Yeah.
So that's what happens when you have coast in your state. You're going to get these people coming from everywhere else, and they're going to make their
flood
way through.
Flood your town.
So.
Yes.
I can, all right.
And I can't say that in the same situation, we get it. Growing up on Long Island, we'd get them out to the beaches, and they'd come from all over the place, and it would be like, oh, man.
All right, here's a question for you guys, then, to kind of wrap the put a little button on this. What state would you say, in your mind, is the worst state? If you had to pick one, I certainly wouldn't say it's New Jersey.
No, I would not.
I know, but in what, like in this area that we just have to travel to?
I got to vote. Whatever gives you the heebie-jeebies. I don't know, whatever. Whatever state you're just, I don't know.
I'll tell you which state gives me the most visceral negative reaction every time I go there. It's Connecticut. I can't stand driving through it. I don't know what it is about that state, but it pisses me off. I can't wait to get to the other side of Connecticut when I'm because I never go to Connecticut as the destination. I'm using Connecticut to get through it. And so every time I'm driving through Connecticut, I just have a negative reaction to it. I can't stand that state.
Okay.
I mean, listen, I love New York, but I also hate it.
Kathy, I have not. Now, mind you, I was born in Manhattan. I was raised on Long Island. I spent many years there. I have literally not one desire to go to New York at all.
It's a love-hate relationship.
I despise the roads. I despise the politicians there that are screwing I despise so much of it. None of what's
they're right
there
about
is
the accent
is worth going to. Yeah, maybe I'll have to say my birth state of New York.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I would have to say New York.
Yeah.
Especially because they can't wait to hate on anything Philadelphia.
Mind you, though, there's two New Yorks. Everyone, when you say New York, everyone automatically assumes, you know, Manhattan and Long Island.
Yeah.
And then you have northern, you know, upstate New York. The Adirondacks are gorgeous.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then it's a whole other planet.
Right.
Yep.
But that area of New York, I do without.
I was now, not having grown up here, I always hated going into Illinois. That always just bothered me. We used to just call it going east side. And I never liked going east side. But Chicago's awesome. I mean, you know, some of the but something about Southern Illinois I always couldn't stand.
Okay. And to me, it always has to do with what is the most boring, you know. Or so the difficulty of New York is what drives me crazy. That's the real issue.
If that traffic part wasn't there, I wouldn't mind going. Yeah.
Press, where St. Louis is, what is directly east of the Mississippi?
Illinois.
It is Illinois. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So, yeah, so it's that's kind where the strip of... clubs were, though. But anyway. Right. That's where I saw John Goodman on a hooker's back.
Oh, yeah.
Hooker was on her back. Otherwise, she'd be like, oh, God. Oh, God.
That's why it was so amazing. The dude was like 300 pounds.
Oh, God.
I can't do this.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, anyhow, I think it's unnecessary. Do you want to get a couple more calls here real quick? Do I have time?
I mean, people are trying to state their case. I think it's worth
it. Yeah. You know what?
Because it's unfair to New Jersey.
Yeah, I agree. Let's go to Michelle. Hi, Michelle. You're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, Preston. Hey, Steve. Hey, everybody.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Listen, I am a Jersey transplant. I am from Chicago, Preston.
Oh.
You're giving us credit here.
It's a great town. I love, love, love Chicago.
So I've lived here for 20 years. And let me tell you, it took a long time to get used to living in Jersey. But now, I love it. I could never go back to living in the Midwest.
Wow. Yeah. I know what you mean.
Jersey is so centrally located. You can be anywhere. You can be at the beach. You can be at the mountains. You can be in two different cities. And it's so easy to travel up and down the coast. It's fantastic.
That it is. And I think you mm-hmm. stated some probably the major pluses of New Jersey. It's got a lot to offer on its own, but you are between two major cities that have a ton to offer. My preference is Philadelphia. But that said... yeah, you're right, and it works for you. Is there anything though that you can pick out that you would say is an absolute negative of New Jersey?
Well, I can't make a left turn.
Yeah, that's a bitch.
Michelle, which part of Jersey do you live in now?
I live in Burlington County, so I'm literally right across from Philadelphia. I mean, I'm three blocks from the Delaware River. Oh. I live in these tiny little river towns, and so you know we can see Philly from where we're at. You know, between Philly, Camden, I mean. There's just so much going on here, and it's awesome. I mean, and you know, you got a concert in New York, you got a concert in Philly, you got a concert down. You know, it's like we're big concert people, obviously.
But, right.
You know, and I'm married to a diehard Philly through and through fan, all sports. So you know, we do have a little tension every once in a while when it comes to football and stuff.
But, oh, you're pulling for Chicago teams?
Of course.
Chicago.
How about that, Nick Foles?
Chicago fans, so they live here and they're kind of the outcasts, but
yeah. No, you're making it work. Well, that's cool. That's positive.
It's good to hear that.
Yeah,
it's good to hear that. All right, thank you, Michelle. We appreciate it.
I think that
a lot of these people that cite New Jersey as their least favorite state have never even been to New Jersey.
I would guarantee you that's the case. And yeah. I bet it's easy to pick on it. Right.
For some reason.
Experience it. There's a lot there to offer. Now, there are the taxes and all that stuff. If you're living there. Yeah, there's a point to be made. But the people are fantastic. You know, part of the reason we moved the camp out to, you know, a location was to be closer to. We have a huge listener base in Jersey. And, man, have they always stepped up for the Camp Out for Hunger.
By the way, all the least hated states on this list are all out west. Idaho's number one.
Potatoes, man.
Utah.
People love their starches.
Utah, you know. They love the Mormons, too.
Yeah.
So Utah. Washington. And Nevada. Arizona. Colorado. Oregon. South Dakota. Montana. And Wyoming are the top 10. That's all in that cluster. Because it's beautiful there.
It is beautiful.
It's stunningly beautiful. You can't get more picturesque than in that area. I do understand that. But Jersey got dumped on by this particular poll.
Don't get it. Don't think it's fair.
No, I don't either. All right. But anyhow, just thought we'd share and thank you for weighing in. We do appreciate it. Let's take a break. Come back in a second. Got some bizarre file stories. I have some that actually one out of New Jersey that we're not with. Yes, we're going to come back in a moment. Stay with us.
Freshen up your look with a fall merch update at MMR's Rock Shop. Head to WMMR.com and grab the latest hoodie or winter hat. For all you Halloween heads, hit up aisle one for a flurry of ghostly face masks. They'll get you right in the spirit.
that work nicely if you're one of those, this is my costume kind of people. Plus, gift cards, t-shirts, hats, and coffee mugs for a unique gift for that person who has everything. The Rock Shop at WMMR.com. Everything that rocks your wardrobe and more.
All right, we're going to do the Bizarre File right now.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
It is brought to you today by Robbins Diamonds in Tax-Free Delaware with thousands of rings and self-serve cases and absolutely no sales tax versus the 8% tax in Philly. Robbins, Delaware Diamonds, we just had an extensive conversation about New Jersey in a particular poll being voted as the worst state in the U.S. Well, four men in New Jersey are busted for allegedly planning to shoot bowling balls out of a cannon on Saturday.
That sounds pretty cool.
Police and the Atlantic City Bomb Squad were called after Daniel Galloway and his three pals were allegedly seen hauling a cannon through a field on a trailer attached to a pickup truck in Vineland, New Jersey.
Okay, maybe you should have got a bit further out.
This is on Saturday night. They followed reports of loud explosions in the area. The authorities found fireworks, bowling balls, and a box of powdery black explosive chemical. The men told police that they wanted to shoot the balls out of the cannon, though it wasn't clear why. Marijuana, two glass pipes, and liquid THC were also found in the truck. The four men face various charges. I would think it would be the old excuse of, which a friend of mine actually said one time, it seemed like the thing to do at the time, officer.
If you had a cannon, wouldn't you want to fire it?
Of course.
And if you didn't have bowling, if you didn't have a bowling ball.
I would make do.
Makes complete sense.
All right, this one's messed up. Here we go. Two men in Oklahoma were accused Wednesday in a criminal charge of performing an illegal gender reassignment surgery.
Oh, no.
On a volunteer at their cabin in the woods. It gets even worse. They kept the body parts in a freezer. Now, Bobby Lee Allen and Thomas Evan Gates were arrested after going to the hospital to try and visit the victim, who is, according to Sheriff Rodney Derryberry. That's the man's name.
We don't judge.
Derryberry said, I can't say it's a cult activity. It is something that we have never in my career run across in this part of the country. It is borderline some type of activity, he said.
May I ask which way the gender assignment was going?
Well, yeah, they were going from male to female.
Okay.
So
I feared that.
He said, we know there's a lot of rumors out there, but at this time there's no danger to the public. So the 28-year-old victim had flown from Virginia to Dallas and then was driven to the cabin in southeast Oklahoma for the surgery.
Oh, my God.
The victim had made contact with Allen through a website while searching online about castrations and related terms. The website requires registration to access. In a registration box is a welcome note that says, welcome from the eunuch maker and the EM crew. The victim reported Allen claimed to have 15 years of experience and that he videos the procedures for personal use. The victim also reported Allen told him that the surgery wouldn't cost him anything. Oh, that's a pretty good indicator.
Well, A, he's called the eunuch maker and it's free. How could it not be safe?
The victim told investigators that Allen performed the removal on October 12th on a covered makeshift table of the residence that he and Gates that the residents and that Gates had helped by handing over the surgical equipment.
Oh, my God.
The victim said that he was awake for the two-hour surgery after being injected in the needed areas. The victim stated that after the surgery was over, that Allen said that he was going to consume the parts and laughed and said that he was a cannibal. The victim also said that Allen then talked about the time that he worked on someone that he described to be crazy and that he left the mail opened up to die overnight. The victim further stated that Allen had six more clients on the way to have the same operation.
I'm beginning to think this was a bad idea.
And that Allen informed him that he had a freezer with body parts and showed him pictures on his phone. He also said that Allen...
Oh, and I collect fidget spinners.
...took him to the hospital the next day because he had a lot of bleeding after first telling him, no morgue, no ER. He said Allen told him that if he passed out or died, that he would dump him in the woods. He said Allen instructed him to say he had done it to himself once they arrived at the hospital. He told medical personnel that the two men tried to get him to participate in cannibalism.
Have you ever gone to Dr. Mike and have him say that if he screwed up anything, he would just dump you in the woods?
Not right. Memory doesn't serve.
Yeah.
Sheriff investigators became involved after the hospital reported the surgery and a search for the cabin, investigators found a plastic bag with what appeared to be testicles and a deep freeze in the bedroom. Allen and Gates were charged in the castration. They face felony counts of conspiracy to commit unlicensed surgery.
Dear Lord.
Performing unlicensed surgery, maiming the assault, maiming an assault and battery with dangerous weapon. They also face a misdemeanor count of failure to bury the removed parts.
Surprisingly, this isn't the only story you've ever reported about this, where people go for cheap castrations, cheap gender reassignment, and they go to a cabin in the woods.
It's messed up. Yep.
To the eunuch maker.
All right, here's another story. For the second time in 2 years, a family was attacked by a bear. The first attack in 2018 landed Melinda LeBaron of Muncie Creek Township in the hospital for nearly 3 months.
Wait a second. I think I've attacked you before.
And over the weekend, LeBaron and her husband, Sid, escaped injury, but they lost their dog in the frightening attack. Aww. According to reports, LeBaron let her dog named Bear out into the backyard Saturday night, and moments later, Bear was attacked by a black bear. She said the bear was going full force. The black bear started chasing the dog, grabbed the dog, and pinned her down. Huh. Melinda and Sid LeBaron ran into their house to escape the attack, forced to leave their dog behind. Sid said, if that bear would have gotten in the house, it probably would have been all over for us. So I had to make a choice, the dog or us, so I slammed the door. And you can see, because the woman was already attacked once by a bear, and they're not going to
they're not going to live. Yeah, yeah, I think we could fight it off this time.
During the attack, he used a curtain rod to beat the bear back.
That's what they recommend, right?
This was their second such encounter. In December 2018, Melinda LeBaron was attacked and dragged into the woods by a bear. She was in the hospital for 2.5 months recovering from her injuries.
God.
While LeBarons believe the bear that killed their dog Saturday is the same bear that attacked Melinda 2 years ago, the Pennsylvania Game Commission isn't so sure about that. For one thing, during the latest attack, there weren't any cubs nearby. And there's no way to know, the game warden said, but all the evidence suggests that it is not.
This is probably a stupid question, but do people lose pets a lot to bears if they leave them outside, like in North Central PA? Or...
You don't hear that often.
I don't. That's why I asked.
A lot of times, actually, they'll be frightened off by like barking dogs.
Like you hear in L.A., don't leave, if you're in a coyote country, you know, yes, don't leave your pets you outside can. Because they coyotes can attack. But I don't hear about bears attacking pets that much.
I guess it depends on how hungry they are. Yeah. You know, if they're really hungry, they're not going to back down. So the
if you have a wiener dog, it's probably going to get attacked.
The Game Commission has placed a bear trap near their home, and they are asking residents to stop hanging bird feeders and keep trash cans away from their homes to avoid any possible encounters. Wow.
I'm probably going to take my bear feeder in then.
Probably a good idea. All right, and there you go. That's what I have in the Bizarre File. Let's give away some turkey bacon.
Yeah!
Godshalls is here, and I give us 6 packs. I'm going to give you, actually, a 6-pack of coupons, which are good for 6 full-size packages of Godshalls turkey bacon.
So, you'd be the turkey bacon king of the world.
Let's go with caller number 14 at 215-263-WMMR. You can get a sneak preview of the new Godshalls ad with Brian Westbrook, by the way, if you go to Godshalls.com. So we'll set you up with that. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back in just a sec. Hang in there.
Stream WMMR anywhere you have an internet connection. Check out the mobile app or go to WMMR.com. You'll figure it out from there.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors. Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
I told Casey.
I didn't miss a beat, right?
Steve, I told him, I'm like, I want to hear Slayer Steve this morning. He goes, should we tell Steve? No.
You know me.
I want to see if he goes for it.
Sure, I'm programmed.
No. We haven't done that in years. It's like, wow.
I had my headphones off. It's so loud.
Without the headphones
yes,
on?
Yes.
You know what? I'll have to do that next time.
I do scream.
All right. By the way, music from Kings of Leon is what we just played. Sex on Fire. It's 825, the Preston and Steve Show. Let's take a look at NJ Insurance Group traffic. What's going on, Kathy?
295 southbound, south of 322 in Logan Township. Left lane closed with construction causing jammed traffic. Northbound between Mount Royal and Mantua. We've got the roadway reduced to two lanes there, so there's slow traffic. On 55 northbound, you're slow Deptford to the 42 freeway. 95 southbound jams Aramingo to Girard. The Vine westbound heavy to Ben Franklin Parkway to the Schuylkill Expressway. East on the Schuylkill slowing from the Boulevard into Spring Garden. Westbound side, we've got stop traffic from Vera Avenue to 30th Street through that construction zone. On the Boulevard southbound, it's jammed 9th Street to Wissahickon. And then over the Ben Franklin Bridge westbound side, we've got the right lane closed. This traffic report brought to you by Whole Foods Market. Prime members right now at Whole Foods Market. All frozen pizza is 50% off. Stock up and save through November 3rd. While supplies last, and find more deals on the Whole Foods Market app. And that's your traffic on 93.3 WMMR.
All right, real quick, a couple of shout outs. And I'm gonna start with a letter. Okay, so this came in an actual letter.
You don't see that these
letter,
days.
And I'll show you something else you don't see that much. That what was inside the letter.
Oh, this a is field from, mouse.
Tim Cianfano. I'm not sure how you say his last name. He is from Pennington, New Jersey. And he actually typed a little note here for us. It says, "Dear the Preston and Steve Show, I heard you guys knocking on typewriters the other day, and I got to say, nothing beats typing on these bad boys." We weren't really knocking on them. We were having a nice discussion about typewriters.
Absolutely.
He said, "I'm 24 years old, and I absolutely love this thing." And this is, we'll have to take a picture of this because it's got... It's got the standard telltales of an actual typewriter here.
And correct me if I'm wrong, is that super tiny type? Or is that standard type?
I don't know. It might be standard type. So anyhow, he goes on to say, I was tired of getting distracted while typing on the computer, and I figured that this was the best way to be more mindful and careful of what I'm writing. The tangibility of typing and hearing the sounds make the experience just a little more personalized. Plus, it's always neat to type out little notes or memos with a more personal touch to it. And by the way, printer ink is freaking expensive. You guys rock. If I could just get a shout out for my buddy Nick Johnson, that'd be sick. We're longtime listeners and love the show. Keep rocking. And regards, Tim Cianfano. So here you go. Is a shout out. Although that was really cool.
That is really cool. Yeah, that's a delightful little note.
So thanks, Tim. And he's right. It does make it more personal. It certainly stood out more than anything I've read in a while.
That's a whole realm that Preston people won't ever. We're going to go into a generation that will not even know what we're talking about when we talk about the typewritten letter.
Yep. I got this. Nick had given me this the other day, and I'll read two parts to it. This is from Nick Logan in New Zealand. He said, "I visited you and the team in June 2019 with my wife. We had just gotten married here in New Zealand, and we're visiting parts of the USA. Remember when he stopped in
here? Yeah, it was great.
You might remember my friend and fellow Preston and Steve fan, Richard Mills, was meant to join us here in Philly. However, due to his brain cancer flaring up," he used to say that, "he had to cut his trip short and head back to New Zealand. He's beaten the odds, surviving three brain surgeries and outlasting all the time frame suggested by his various medical experts. I've spent as much time as I can with him over the last few weeks, months, and years, but now he's in his final days of hospice in Wellington, New Zealand. It was an 8-hour drive to be here with him. I listened to a couple of the most recent podcasts. It was just so odd that Steve has talked about succulents so many times over the last few shows. And this is what I find outside of Richard's room." And he sent a picture of some succulents. And then we got a follow-up email, and he died, unfortunately, just a day ago. So he said, the follow-up email says, "I'm sorry he never got to meet you all. He was really a huge fan ever since I introduced him to your podcast probably 8 years ago. In fact, he and I clicked so well that we added each other with Preston and Steve. We address each other with Preston and Steve Fodder. He'd answer the phone, and I'd simply say ball sacks, and he'd reply yummy." And "There's Nothing On Here" was another favorite. "Durga, Durga, Durga, The End Is Purple," all the classics. We'd say that stuff to each other about as many times a week as you guys do.
I'll still say those things, but he won't respond. The good thing is for that for me, he'll be a part of your show, and every second I'm listening to your show, I'll think of him. Take care. Nick Logan, checking in from New Zealand. Oh, well, so that's terrible.
That's sad.
I know. But
do you want, to give him a...
let's
give him a full one.
All right, we'll give him a full one.
We'll do a shout out.
All right. Here we go.
Yeah!
I wish we could have met him. That's sad news. Sorry to hear about that. All right, now on the other end of things, this is really happy news, and it's interesting that we are given the opportunity to announce this. So this is from Julie. She says her name is Julie Gu.
I thought you were going to say Jerkoff.
Or Gou. G-O-U. How would you pronounce it?
I think it's Julia Guglia is how
Julia
you say it.
Julia Guglia. Okay. says, good morning, Presbo. I am writing to request an anniversary shout-out to my husband, Dennis. Now, listen to this story.
All right.
On October 23rd, that's today, we're celebrating our first wedding anniversary and the best-kept secret we've kept from everyone. We eloped, or enveloped, as my mom texted the rest of the family, at Disney World last year and only informed our respective mother units afterwards via picture messages. We had been together almost 10 years at that point in time. They should have expected something by then. Ha. Huh. I couldn't quite figure out what to get him for our anniversary, so hopefully a nice juicy shard out will work as part of his gift. So they only told, I don't think they've told anybody other than their moms, and nobody knows. So we get to share that with everybody here.
That is wild.
Married for a year. And Julie says, thanks to you and everyone else on the show for bringing the ha-ha into our lives every morning. Love ya, Julie McMullen, which I guess is her married name.
Huh.
So a shout out for you guys. All right, I'll do one last one. This doesn't have to be a giant one, but okay. It says, hey, my name is John Romano.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and I live in Wilmington, Delaware, and I've been listening to the station since 2006 when I moved up from Maryland. I've done a blood drive, drop-off, food, camp out for hunger, met other, meet other at events. That's what he says.
Yeah.
I'm a DoorDash driver for 2 years now after being let go from a great job for 28 years, and I would like to get a shout-out to the weekend crew. So we wanted me to mention these guys, Jason and Kevin on mornings, Ray and Blake midday, Brent and Sarah afternoon, and Marcus, who keeps us rocking from, oh, those are people that work here. Wait, no. Yeah, Ray, Blake, morning, Brent, yeah. And Sarah, afternoon.
Ray, yeah. Blake. Oh, Blake does overnight sometimes.
Blake, but what?
Yeah. He's giving a shout out to our weekend jocks.
To the weekend. Yeah, whoa. Yeah. I thought he meant the weekend crew where he works.
No.
Well, okay, I'm like, nice, I know all these names.
Hey, guys, these guys play MMR music too.
That's funny. And Marcus, who keeps us rocking from 7 to midnight on Saturday and Sunday nights.
Our boss is named Bill Weston, and he really is a good boss.
That's funny. I'd only glanced. I just saw Jason, Kevin, and I was like, okay, these are the guys that work shifts where he works. That's funny. Anyway, there's a shout out to our
guy
weekend.
Named Lockdown over here.
Our weekend crew. Okay, so now that that's out of the way, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a while since we have taken a stroll on the grounds of the great Just Sayin' Institute.
The Just Sayin' Institute, now featuring a 10,000-acre rhubarb farm and drive-through vomitorium.
A farm
drive-through vomitorium.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. That's gross.
Wow.
Wait, are you invited to vomit? Or is this like more museum-y?
No, from your car.
Okay.
All right, so these are various scientific studies that I've come across and compiled here at the Institute. So... some of them aren't scientific. Some of them are just, studies that have been done by, shut up.
smart people.
I don't even know how to explain this. So,
it doesn't even matter because it's all good.
Shut up.
All right, so a new lending tree survey found that at least 25% of Americans say they've already finished all of their holiday shopping.
Shut up.
Come on.
Meaning Christmas shopping.
How does that compare to any other year, though?
I don't know, but a quarter of the people, I'd say it's probably a little bit ahead.
Yeah, people are,
they got
online
the time.
Shopping.
And they're doing it online.
True. Yeah. We are, however, we're in October.
Slow down.
Right? Yeah, so I don't know. I know a lot of people who... we'll get it done like by August. By you know that my
well that they shop throughout the year.
Yeah,
I know some people that do that. I'm not. I'm pretty organized. I'm not that organized.
I was good last year. I haven't done anything yet this year. Rochelle's birthday's on Tuesday, and I still got to get.
Ooh,
on
what'd
that,
you get
so,
her?
Yeah, right. So
I just agree. You can't say anything.
I'm just terrible. I'm terrible at gifts.
You should send her and I on a trip.
What?
Actually, that'd kind of be worse.
Oh, yeah. He's going to send you on a trip, all right.
How did you make that about you, Kate?
I don't know. I just wanted to go
She's
somewhere.
She's good. Hey, does Rochelle like turkey bacon?
Mm. Oh, we got something. I got a great gift for her.
I got this for you, sweetie, and it's not greasy.
So, LendingTree chief credit analyst Matt Schultz said some people, quote, have a little more money in their bank accounts today than they otherwise would, citing the coronavirus relief bill. Increased unemployment benefits and reduced spending during the pandemic. So he said that they may be taking advantage of having some extra money to get their holiday shopping done right now. Among parents with children under 18, 44% have finished their holiday shopping, and nearly 50% of those with household incomes of at least $100,000 are already done. Wow.
I find that there is a certain joy to shopping within the season.
Yeah.
It kind of makes it fun.
And even, you know what, even if it's going to be more online this year, it's still in the season.
You know, stores are open, you know, and like the mall and everything, you know, KOP, and they're there. Some people may be reticent. Or also, what you are being flooded with, though, as we talked about before, Walmart's trying to match the Amazon online shopping. Mm-hmm. Special. So there's going to be a lot of enticement to do that.
I'm the antithesis of you guys. I hate shopping during the season. I think the decorations and the music and the hustle and bustle is nice. And I tell you what, maybe I should just shop now and then I'll just go to the mall and get something to eat during the season.
Right.
Just so I can experience some of this stuff. But the actual purchasing and shopping and all the things that come along with that, I hate. It's pressure to me. I don't know why.
It's too much for you. It always has been.
Yeah,
you've always said that.
Yeah. But anyway, you know what? I should be smart and get on this right now and start buying this stuff because you can do the online shopping so easy to do.
Well, now that you've made the resolution, completely ignore it.
Okay, I'll do that. All right, so, but 25% of Americans already done, finished. Quarter of Americans are done, according to this study. All right, what else do I have? Let's reel it back.
Reeling it back at the Just Saying Institute.
And let's get closer to the most recent or the more upcoming holiday that
and
we
get
have.
Get closer to the most recent.
Halloween.
Halloween!
Researchers have now ranked the scariest horror movies of all time, and they've done it by monitoring viewers' average heart rates.
This is interesting. All right.
So this is more scientific than people just saying what movie is the scariest. So I found this interesting.
By the way, my list is getting kudos online on the President Steve side.
Very good. It's less than the standard horror films.
It's up the top. You know, it's just a smattering. But go ahead. I want to hear this. I'm very curious.
The experts from broadbandchoices.com or .co.uk. monitored the heart rates of 50 people as they watched more than 100 hours of horror films to determine the 35 scariest films of all time. So, and I'm curious how this worked out. I wonder over what amount of time did they watch these movies? Because if you're sitting there watching scary movie after scary movie,
you get numb to it after a while.
I would think so, right?
So they were basing it on how many people had fatal heart attacks.
Okay, fair enough. No, so they lead with the top one. So have you ever seen a movie out of 2012 called Sinister, Steve?
Yeah, it's on my list.
It was considered the most scary as audience members experienced an average of 32% increase in heart rate while watching the film.
I described it as Ethan Hawke. He is a Stephen King type author.
That's right.
And he comes across, he purposely buys this house and moves his family into this house unbeknownst to the family where the prior family was all murdered. He finds a box up in the attic that has Super 8 films. It's like, oh, this is an old format. Starts playing them and realizes that they're snuff films.
So the people on average went from 65 beats per minute to 86 beats per minute and included spikes of up to 133 beats per minute. That's really moving.
It's well done. I really recommend it. If you're looking for one to kick off this weekend and you're watching horror movies because next Saturday is Halloween. Do it.
Next on the list is Insidious.
Another good one.
It had jumps of heart rate up to 131 beats per minute.
Is that the one when we had Lin Shaye in studio?
Yeah, and... she's in the Insidious series. It was Insidious 3.
Okay, but they had brought in the VR.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, that was all part of that. The first Insidious is really, the best.
Yeah.
And it has, I don't know if you remember, there's a scene in the movie where they're sitting, it's broad daylight, they're sitting in the living room talking, and there is this demon sitting behind someone.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
In the broad daylight?
In the broad daylight.
Well, you could do something scary in broad daylight.
And they do. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Conjuring.
A great, great horror movie.
Was next. It had jumps of up to 84 beats per minute. Hereditary was next after that.
A lot of people love it. I'm so. And I think it's good. I don't think it's great.
Well, people enjoyed it in this capacity. It jumped up to 83 beats per minute. And then Paranormal Activity rounded out the top five with jumps of 82 beats per minute.
Interesting.
Other films that made the list were The Exorcist, Nightmare on Elm Street, Halloween, and The Texas Chainsaw Massacre. So they're your more classics. The study creator, Daniel Clifford, said, with more people than ever facing a Halloween at home, our Science of Scare study was designed to help people find the most scientifically scary films ever made to save them the time of searching through thousands of titles across streaming services. So that's what they did. And I guess so. Maybe they'll start doing that every year. Who knows?
It's kind of an interesting way to approach it.
Yeah. All right. What else from the JSI? These are studies that have come in.
Studies mm-hmm. from the Just Saying Institute.
That is right. A record 70% of Americans now support same-sex marriage. According to the 2020 American Values Survey, published this week by the Public Religion Research Institute, with 28% opposed.
By the way, that's a neighboring institute of the Josephine Institute.
The Public Regional Public
Religion. You can see it from the bell tower.
Research Institute.
Is it like a sister campus?
Or? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Smaller rhubarb farm, though.
So... it's not all those acres.
They're lucky if they have 5,000.
More just like a garden.
Yeah.
So that is a 9 percentage point increase from the American Values Survey 3 years ago in 2017, when 61% were in favor and 30% opposed. A majority of all religious groups now support gay marriage in the survey, except for one, white evangelicals, whose support was only 34%. Those with majority support for it included Protestants, Catholics, and Christians, and non-Christians of all races.
Even the Pope.
The Pope had come out and said this week that same-sex civil union law should be there, and that it's okay, and they're all God's children, and we should love them, and that's all there is
Has he used the word marriage or civil union was the word he used, correct?
Yeah, right. He doesn't believe that they should get married in the church.
Right, yeah.
But he believes that. Listen, if you love someone and you want to be a couple with him, then that's the way you should
be. He said they should be able to be a family as well.
Exactly. Yeah, they should be able to be a family as well. And I agree 100%.
Yeah, exactly.
Support was the highest at 90% among those who were religiously unaffiliated. Broken out politically, half of Republicans now support gay marriage, up from 42% in 2007, as do 80% of Democrats and 76% of independence. So I'm happy to see that information and continue to go in the right direction. All right, let's go to another. Oh, this is okay. I got this story this morning. This has to do with bugs.
Oh. With what?
Bugs.
Oh, I thought you said books. I'm sorry.
No. This scientist are unraveling the mystery of a bug with one of the coolest names in the animal kingdom. This is actually the name of the animal. It is called the Diabolical Ironclad Beetle.
The Diabolical Ironclad Beetle.
Yes.
Is that the one who replaced Ringo?
It's the fifth beetle.
No. Floetus Diabolicus.
Wow.
As one of the toughest natural exoskeletons scientists have ever seen. According to research published in the journal Nature, the insect's armor is so durable, few predators have successfully made a meal out of it and can even survive getting run over by a car.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
This is a bug that scientists famously need to drill a hole into before they can stick a pin through it.
What about from underneath?
That's a good question. I don't know, but I mean, a car can run over it and it won't.
crush the bug.
Huh. That's great. All right, so
what would you expect to pay for this amazing bug?
So ticks are similar, right? Like, you can't just squeeze a tick and kill it, right? Like,
yes, you can.
You can? How do you do it?
They're super flat. That's the thing. Right. So, but if it were on this counter, you could squish down on it, no problem.
With your thumb, or do you got to put your...
Well, you probably need something that doesn't have give like your thumb does. Like, if I use your phone case or something, it can
crush it. Or
like
your nail, you get...
Tweezers.
Okay.
With this thing, you wouldn't be able to do that. So a team from Purdue University and the University of California, Irvine, have deduced that when an extreme amount of pressure is put on the beetle, its crush-resistant shell adapts to the situation by stretching rather than shattering. It's,
Wee doggy!
It's nearly... They've sprayed it with that stuff. It's nearly indestructible shell, coupled with its convincing acting skills when it comes to playing dead, leave the beetle with few predators.
So it can act, too.
They said it's built like a tank. That's its adaptation. It can't fly away, so it just stays put and lets its specially designed armor take the abuse until the predator gives up. Now, to give you some comparison, in compression tests, researchers found the beetle can withstand the force of about 39,000 times its body weight. That would be the equivalent of a 200-pound man enduring the weight of 7.8 million pounds.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
And scientists have found that the shell of the bug, which is native to desert habitats in the southwestern U.S., has evolved to protect it. Specifically, it's elytra, which are the blades that open up and close on the wings of aerial beetles that can fly, essentially. They have these little compartments that open up and the wings come out. Well, those have fused together to act as a solid shield for the beetle, which can't fly. Analysis of the elytra revealed that it's made of layers of, I guess you pronounce this chitin, C-H-I-T-I-N.
Yeah, like it's after you have a lot of Mexican food.
You're chitin all the time.
Chitin. Yeah, I think it's chitin, the hard K.
Man, spent the whole afternoon chitting. I'll tell you this.
Chitin?
Chitin.
Okay.
So we're showing there's video of a car driving over the bug. Now, the bug happened to be on a little bit of dirt when the tire went over it. I wondered if that helped it. But from what you're saying, it could probably be on straight up pavement and that wouldn't be an issue.
So chitin is a fibrous material and a protein matrix. Its exoskeleton contains about 10% more protein by weight than that of a lighter flying beetle. Under compression, the jigsaw puzzle-like structure of the elytra doesn't snap as expected, but rather fractured slowly. But what's interesting about all this is the practical, what scientists are going to be able to learn and use from this information.
Right. Wait a second. We're showing a picture, and it took off.
That's it's probably showing
his cousin Lou.
Well, it's probably showing a different beetle.
Okay, all right.
Saying that, you know, they don't have this. Anyhow,
right.
So what they're finding is this is going to drastically improve the durability of aircraft, automobiles, and more.
Okay, go on.
So what's that?
Good. I said cool and good at the same time, so it was like, okay, ghoul. I was wondering if there was going to be some sort of a practical application to biological structure of this beetle.
Well, yeah, first of all, it's fantastic, you know.
Yeah, it's very... Gyul.
But the fact it's so Gyul. What scientists do is they learn things from natural things and they try to apply it to practical things that they can make. So they mimic the structure of the bug's exoskeleton using carbon fiber reinforced plastics, and the result was both stronger and tougher than current aerospace designs.
It's so cool.
So it fields the bridges. It bridges the fields of biology and physics and mechanics and material science toward engineering applications.
I think it's amazing. So it does this bug have a natural predator?
I don't think so. In fact, I thought I read that in the article.
Like, we all have natural predators, do we not?
Well, you have... Not really. No, I mean... if you're at the top of the food chain like humans, you don't necessarily. And now other animals can eat us,
right?
Yes, but we're not considered prey.
We are our own natural predator.
Yeah,
or then predator from space, which we saw wreaked havoc in the South American jungles.
That's true. That's a pretty.
They came every year when the summer was especially hot.
He'd be top of the food chain.
That was South America.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was Vietnam this whole time.
Well, they had. I think it was Vietnam.
No. Yeah.
Nope.
Oh, okay. Then why did they have the girl that was speaking Vietnamese?
She wasn't.
No, she was
Colombian.
You're thinking of Rambo. She was.
No,
you're
right.
Yeah.
No, you're thinking of Full Metal Jacket.
She's Spanish.
Huh. This whole time. I thought it was a Vietnamese girl.
Because at one point, the one guy's going, Kung Kwai.
Yeah.
Kung Kwai.
I thought it was South America.
Hmm. Yeah. I'm flying South America. I'm back.
Hey!
Hey! All
right. What happened to you, Dutch?
Hey!
What happened to you? Are you doing some stunt flying up there?
Well, it was shot in Mexico.
Yeah. Let's
You okay. do the next thing and I'll look this
up. Now we're going to have to find all right. out. Elite paramilitary rescue team, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Yeah. Well, let's go to somewhere else.
We'll find out.
Gave up soon?
Anyway, that's pretty badass beetle that we were talking
Very
about.
Very cool.
The Just Saying Institute presenting the most ghoulish information you'll ever hear.
Okay, so it was a Vietnam team.
Right.
These guys had worked together in Vietnam before. Maybe that's where I got confused.
That's probably it.
But sometime later in a Central American jungle,
okay. right,
these guys got together, and that's where they fought the predator and met.
And where'd the gal come from?
I don't know.
All right, anyway. Let's
New Jersey. Remember they were in that village first?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
And she had survived, I guess, the predatorial attack.
Okay.
And
she did see it. Yep.
Yeah.
Because the jungle came alive, is what she had said.
Yeah, she said, I seen it.
Been a long time.
I seen it over there.
I seen it.
What did you see? What happened? I seen it over there.
I seen it.
It's got green blood. You want some gum?
Wow. I don't even know where to go to after that.
Did you say you seen it?
Yes, I seen it.
You're sloppy English. Yeah.
I seen it.
Dutch, use proper English. Teach it to her. Use the proper syntax.
Let's see here. All right.
Okay.
How about this one? Let's see. A recent study by the medical journal...
Don't worry.
Medical
cool.
journal.
I have some cool information in this journal.
You're cool, bro.
Thanks, bro. No sad.
Dutch, come here. I just had some cool information in this journal.
You seen it?
I seen this before.
A recent study by the medical journal, I almost did it again, BMJ, found that bigger hips and thighs are associated with a lower risk of early death.
Oh, yeah.
That's the first time we've heard from that guy this morning. Researchers tracked over 2 million people over the course of 3 to 24 years, asking participants to measure key parts of their body like waist circumference, waist-to-hip ratio, and body shapes. The study showed that a 4-inch increase in waist circumference was associated with an 11% increased risk of mortality, where a 4-inch increase in hip circumference was associated with a 10% lower risk of mortality.
Huh.
The study confirms the theory that the more fat you carry around in belly weight, the more likely you are to die early of any cause. So they're saying, you know, your waist or your thighs and hips can be better than your belly weight. All right, so the main recommendation is eat fruits and vegetables and walk.
So belly weight is more detrimental to health?
Correct.
Okay, then thigh weight.
That's what I think, getting from this information.
In the journal.
I don't know, man.
It's all right.
I'm thinking about other things while I'm doing
What's
this.
What are you thinking about? What are you thinking about?
I don't know.
And you're thinking about Predator, aren't you?
I'm thinking about Predator.
That was Central America?
That's my fault. I threw you off with that one.
All right, one last story. One last thing from the Just Saying Institute. And I think this is one we can all
Constantly
agree with.
Constantly combing the information available in multiple genres.
So I think we can all agree with this. The joy that animals can bring to your lives. But did you know that they can reduce your stress levels and lower high blood pressure, too?
I did know that.
All you have to do is watch them.
Or have sex with them, right?
Oh, yeah.
No. Dear God.
Listen. Yeah.
That's all you have to do.
I can completely concur with that. Having animals, in your life,
yeah.
it really just does calm you down. Whether you're just watching them.
That's the thing. You can just watch videos, and it apparently will work, too.
I love it.
I'll sit and watch the cats play and fight and, do, like, cute things. It's it is. It's like it's relaxing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I can watch my kids play and fight, and it's not relaxing.
No,
you but I can watch my dogs go at it. And
yeah,
I'm
but
like,
you
this
love
is
your
great.
Dogs
exactly. Dude, the other day I watched a slow mo video of a Labrador puppy drinking out of a spigot, and I was like, "This is the because he started. It was like in normal motion, and then it went slow motion. He was like with his big puppy eyes." And I just let it, because it was on Instagram, I just let it refresh and refresh and refresh. I'm like, I could watch this all day long.
It's great.
Nick, I was thinking about you the other day, because I was with my dogs, and well, we all love Best in Show, but Nick and I love Harlan Pepper, the character that Christopher Guest plays so much. And
with
I
the
was
Bloodhounds?
Sitting there, yeah, with the Bloodhounds, and I was sitting there with my dog, Rook, and his face is right in my face. I'm going, how'd you boot? What'd you do, boy? What'd you do in there, boy? What'd you do? And I'm, like, talking exactly like he was to the Bloodhound.
Yeah, it's a one-way dialogue, and yet part of your brain's like, he understands what I'm saying. He's going to talk back, yeah.
Of course.
Oh, my God. Yeah, when I give Chelsea has this really wonderful fur, my dog.
Chelsea's a boy?
She's a girl.
Oh, I thought you said he. No. I'm sorry. I was like, wow.
No, yeah. Oh, maybe I am.
Okay.
Wait a second.
Oh, you know, I should have figured that out because I licked down there.
Right?
Here, I'll do that too. Yeah. But yeah, it just calms you down. It's just so wonderful.
It's fuzz therapy. I mean, it's the legit good.
I saw that movie.
Stop it. It's good for your heart rate. It's good for your state of mind. It's good for mental health.
When my dog licks down there,
sick perv.
It is so like moist sounding. It basically sounds like he's drinking water. It is insanely loud and gross sounding.
We should get audio comparing you doing sanitizer on your hands versus your dog's doing that.
Licking. Hey, if we're going to segue from pets to sex, I got this text. It says yesterday, but I saw it this morning. Casey, you're going to have to look at this. Look at this.
Okay. No way.
Okay, and I'll paraphrase.
Sure, please.
Because normally I get, a text from an unknown number that is some sort of solicitation, some part of the business thing or political thing.
I'm getting those a lot lately.
This one, I don't know how the hell they reach me, but it says in quotations, implants for your D.
Okay. Wow.
Preston, Johnny Sins uses this 2-minute hack to grow and last longer, and then it's got a link on it.
Oh, that's cool. Here, click
that
on
was
the
just
link.
Randomly texted to me.
That's funny.
I've never seen. They're normally pretty benign, the texts you get for something.
I got this text from Kathy that said, "Do you know where I can get one of those implants for a D?"
I was like, I found it hilarious, and it's a 216 number, wherever that is.
You know what the telltale thing for me is, Preston? I'll get texts for Claire on my phone.
Uh-huh.
So I know immediately it's either a political ad or something else that is not pertaining to me, because certainly I don't need any help. Yeah.
All right. Well, anyhow, your blood pressure and anxiety levels can drop simply by watching videos of cute animals.
I'm a sucker for them. Yes, absolutely.
So if you need to calm down, need a little relaxation, you might want to try that as a form of therapy.
Likewise, I hate when I start watching a movie, Preston, and there's an animal in it, and it happens a lot. It's an easy go-to in horror movies, and the animal ends up getting killed. I'm like, you rat mother effers.
Yes.
Stop using that. Mm-hmm. It's an easy go-to. Let the animal live.
All right. And that is all I have. We got to leave the ground. Sorry, we'll be escorted off. Hop into the monorail, right? We have a
absolutely
monorail system. Yeah,
get on. Around the entire Just Saying Institute.
Yep.
Here's your complimentary bag of rhubarb.
All right. All right. Let's give away some more turkey bacon. Gottschall's brought by 6 packs of Gottschall's turkey bacon. In fact, I have a 6 coupons good for 6 full size packages of Gottschall's turkey bacon.
By the way, this is broadcast in English on another channel.
Yes. And we'll take call number 6 at 215-263-WMMR. We'll give you that. We're going to take a break and come back in a second. Stay with us.
Preston and Steve's Camp Out for Hunger, benefiting Philabundance.
It's the week before Thanksgiving. Starting Monday, November 16th, the gang will be camping out for an entire week at Xfinity Live in the Wells Fargo Center complex.
The dates aren't the only thing different about this year. The show will still go on inside the Bimbo Bakeries USA broadcast tent. But we can't have a studio audience.
We're emphasizing cash donations this year, both online at WMMR.com. acme.com and at your local Acme Market at the checkout register.
Non-perishable food donations can be accepted on site via our trunk-to-truck drive-through drop-off, fueled by Pepsi.
Camp Out is not possible without the generosity of you and our partners.
Comcast Spectacor and the Philadelphia Flyers, Whitehorse RV Center, Cinch Propane Home Delivery, TRG Mid-Atlantic, Xfinity from Comcast, and Mayfair Fence.
Preston and Steve's Camp Out for Hunger from 93.3 WMMR, putting Philly first.
Let's see. I think that we have enough prizes to play a game this morning.
Let's do it!
Yes, and I believe we are going to play Mashup Madness. So it's a pretty simple game. We take a remix that has been done with two and sometimes three songs, and we play it for you, and you tell us what the songs are that are mashed together. And I tell you what, in the case that there's three songs put together, you just name two. And
okay, and you'll get it.
I think so.
I think that's fair. We're trying to move product here, right?
There's only a handful of these that I think have three of them, so we'll check on that. But 215-263 WMMR is the number, and I have Casey put together some prizes, so I know what we are giving away. But we have this really cool intro from the game, courtesy of one of the guys who mixes these up better than anybody, DJ Cummerbund.
DJ Cummerbund.
Let's mash up madness with Preston and Steve.
Yeah!
Is that the Newlywed theme, or is that the...
It is.
Okay, and Iron Maiden.
Yes.
mashed together from DJ Cummerbund. If you would really like a laugh, you should check out his videos on YouTube, because they're well done, they're mixed really good, and some of them are actually really catchy. Like, I liked some of the mix-ups where, like, that fits. It makes
sense.
We've
said, I would listen to that. I would listen to that in the car.
Yeah. So we have a variety of prizes to give away. 215-263-WMMR is the number. And like I said, we will play these down the line. And if you can identify the songs, then you get a prize. And I think we'll take... How did we do this in the past? At some point, we can take a texter.
Right. We do two and then a texter.
Or three and then a texter, is it? Yeah, we'll do three callers and then a texter.
I love it.
We'll see if you can get it right. All right, so we're getting calls up on the line, and we can begin. I'm going to go. And Casey, by the way, these are the newer ones.
Yeah, I'm all set up.
Okay, I have Matt on the line. Hey, Matt, how you doing?
Hey, what's shaking, guys?
Yo, bud.
You know that what's his name is from Delaware? Yeah, Bob Marley. Or he lived in Delaware.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we know that.
We heard that. Yeah, maybe some Bob Marley will come up in the contest. Anyway, Matt, I'm going to play a song, a mix-up, and if you can tell me the two songs, then you can win a prize. You ready to try this out?
Ready, ready.
All right. Here is our first one.
DJ Cummerbund.
All my life I've been searching for something. Something never comes, never leads to nothing. Nothing satisfies, but I'm getting close. Closer to the prize at the end of the rope. All night long, a dream of a day. When it comes around and it's taken away, leaves me with the feeling that I feel the most. Feel it come to life when I see your ghost. Calm down, don't you resist. You're such a delicate wrist.
I love this.
And if I give it a twist, something to hold when I lose my grip.
All right, that's enough of that. I love that.
It's really cool.
Wow.
It's really cool.
Okay, most of these I haven't heard. Matt, do you want to take a crack at the two songs, please?
I'm already going to be in trouble with my family. I know it's the Lion King theme there, and then it's the Foo Fighters theme, but I can't think of the name.
Wow. Well, unfortunately, I need a title. I'm sorry about that, Matt. You're going to kill yourself when you find out what it... No, it's not the Pretender. Sorry, bud. We got to let you go. All right, we'll go... What? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Son of a bitch. Matt, call back.
We were just funning with you.
I hung up on it.
Was it the Pretender or All My Life?
I thought it was All My Life.
It was All My... Well, yes.
All My Pretending Life.
All My...
The Pretender.
Oh, Marissa, my gosh.
Marissa, what's the title of that song? It's The Pretender, right?
Oh, my gosh.
I wasn't listening. I was tweeting to DJ Cummerbund.
Yeah. Marissa, I have a question for you.
You couldn't hear me. I wasn't listening. I was tweeting to DJ Cummerbund.
Okay. All right. So which of these two? So
is it the title The Pretender or All My Life?
The Pretender. Song?
It's The Pretender. All right, thank you. Yay. I don't have the answers here.
Wait, I gotta hear this again, though.
All right. When it comes around and it's taken away, leaves me with the feeling that I feel the most. Feel it come to life when I see your ghost. Calm down, don't you resist. You're such a delicate wrist.
Hang on, let me hear this, so.
What? Yeah, this is it. Wait.
Yeah, this...
This is The Pretender.
It is All My Life.
It's All My Life.
It's All My Life.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hey, we're just kidding.
You were right, Preston. You were totally right, bro.
We're off to a good start,
what?
I think.
What's happening?
Well, it means now that that one is negated, so we have to go.
That's fine.
We
and Matt was not a winner, right?
Matt was not a winner. Nope. Sorry, Matt. It was not The Pretender. It was All My Life. Okay, so we got that wrong. Thank you for hitting the magic rewind button. Yeah, it is all good, isn't it? Let me go to.
No one noticed.
When we do a contest, it goes perfect. Always.
Hi, Nick. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning.
Hi. How confident do you feel that we'll get this right?
Let's find out. No idea.
I like your style.
Okay,
sir.
And Rocky, what was Dipper's last name?
Shut up.
Was it Brown?
Yes! All right, now there are apparently, now I haven't heard these, and unfortunately I just have the the song is titled.
Don't worry, Preston, I'll know what the song is.
I'm sure you will. Yeah. I don't have the actual three songs that there are. There are three songs in this one. If you get two of them, we'll set you up, okay?
All right,
here's the mashup. Here we go.
When I was a young boy.
I like how he throws his plugs in there.
That's good.
I only hear two songs. I see another name on this list, but we're going to find out. We're going to go to Nick. Nick, do you know the two songs?
I believe it's Welcome to the Black Parade and Freebird.
That's correct.
Yes!
Yep, absolutely.
That kind of works, too.
Yeah.
And
Frozen was in there,
it
right?
It says there's supposed to be Elton John in there
you
somewhere.
Want me to fast
so
forward
I'm
going to
listen
bit?
A little bit further. Marissa?
Yeah, I just want to throw in. So when we do these, DJ Cummerbund will sometimes throw in a third song, like a minute or two in. So I put it there just in case.
Okay.
But like you said earlier, if we just get the first two, the third one can kind of be negated.
Yep. All right. Hang on. We'll get to Nick. What do we have for Nick, by the way?
We have a six-pack of coupons that is good for six full-size packages of Godshall's turkey bacon.
All right. Let's listen a little bit further. And let's see if we can guess what. Let's see if which one of us guesses what Elton John song
okay.
is first.
We get to play a little bit.
I think I know.
I didn't even hear it. What
Tiny
is it?
Dancer?
It's Rock It Out Rock. Yeah.
Me. Oh, there you go. You're right. Yeah. And other times I feel like I
should go. Oh, it's The Pretender by Foo Fighters.
Yeah, that's what it is. Okay.
All right.
We are nailing this.
Well, we got that one. No, we got that one. That one went well. All right. We'll go to Ian, our next contestant. Yo, Ian, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, good, thanks. How's it going?
Wonderful, Ian. So we're going to do Mashup Madness. This song has two of them, and let's see if you can figure it out. You ready?
All right, yeah.
Ready. Here we go.
We are young. Hardy is hard. We stay. No promises. No demands.
No one can tell us where we're at.
to stop these. That's why it normally I'd give you like a 10-second clip, but I want to listen to them. All right, Ian, do you know the two songs?
Oh, man, it's kind of hard to hear on my end. I definitely hear Pat Benatar, Love is a Battlefield.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe another Pat Benatar song?
Nope, that's incorrect. Nah. Sorry, bud. I'll let you go. Hopefully Elena heard some of that. Is Elena or Alana?
It's Alana.
All right, Alana, did you hear enough of that song?
Yeah, it was Can't Get Enough of Your Love, Babe.
And
Pat Benatar, Love is a Battlefield.
That's correct! Yay! The great Barry White.
Can't
great
get song. Enough of your love, baby.
I love that, man. All right, Alana, here's what we have for you.
You have won our final digital PS4 copy of Crash Bandicoot 4. It's all about time. It's about time for a brand whomping new adventure. As everyone's favorite marsupial is back, crash forward into time with shattered adventure complete with massive worlds, new powers, and more insanity. Own it now on PS4 and Xbox One.
All right, we'll get your info. Let's get another one teed up, and we will go to Maria for that. Hey, Maria, good morning.
Morning.
All right, Maria, playing Mashup Madness. How have you done so far?
50-50.
50-50. All right, that's all right. We're going to try one out for you. There's two songs in this clip. Let's see if you know. Here they come. See if she knows the answer to that before it gets to the chorus. All right, Maria, what do you think?
I know it's I Will Survive. Mm-hmm. And it can't get me down. That's the only words I could hear.
Can't get me down. No, I'm sorry. That's incorrect. Wow.
I know what she was thinking, but that wasn't even that.
No. Yeah. I will go to Aaron. Hey, Aaron. Is this Aaron?
Hey, Aaron?
Darren? Florin. Beelzebub. All right. Don't know your name. It says Aaron here on the screen. What's your name, caller on the line? I hate that. All right. let me go to Brittany. Hi, Brittany.
Hey.
Hey, Brittany. Okay. So, Brittany, did you hear the song?
I did, and I was hoping you wouldn't pick me up.
Oh. Stop it.
You want a little bit?
I'll play a little bit for you, okay?
Okay.
From the top again, Case.
Okay.
If you don't mind. Here we go. Part of a different song, actually.
Yes. It is, yeah.
And nothing gets me down. You got it tough. I've seen the tough so brown. And I know, baby, just how you feel. You got to roll with the punches to get to what's real.
I love how they left the little David Lee licks in there. All right, Brittany, do you know the two songs?
Just I Will Survive.
That's it?
I know the other songs. I can't think of the name of it.
Do you even know what band the other song is?
It had to be Van Halen, right?
Maybe. I don't know.
Do you know a Van Halen song?
Guess a Van Halen song.
It was not Panama.
No, it's not Panama. Sorry, got to let you go. All right.
It's The Pretender by Foo Fighters.
Let me go to Sean. Maybe Sean knows. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Dorton.
You're our final hope, sir. All right, Dorton. What's the answer? Two songs.
Jump.
Jump and?
And obviously, I will survive. Yeah.
Yeah. That's correct.
Yes, absolutely correct. Yeah.
But he also throws in a little Hot for Teacher. Does
that's correct at the beginning. Yeah. All right, Sean, since you got it right, here's what we have for you.
You got a six pack of coupons, good for six full size packages of Godshall's turkey bacon.
Why does Dorton make me laugh so much?
Dorton? Dorton. I think it was one of mine, right?
Was
it? I think I said Dorton. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what the.
I think it was another variation on Good Morning. It just came out Dorton.
Oh, Dorton.
Like, yeah, like Good Morning.
All right.
Oh, man. All right, we don't have any more
Crash Bacon. Bandicoot?
Or Crash Bandicoot.
Okay, no bacon or Crash Bandicoot.
All right.
Casey, skip to this one.
Okay.
All right. And
skip
we're
away.
Try that out on. Let me see here. We are going to go to Stace. Is it Stace or Stacy?
Both.
Stace?
My name's Stacy, but everybody calls me
Stace. Okay. All right, Stace. All right, you know how to play the game, right? We're going to play this for you.
I did all of them before.
Yeah.
Good. Right. She's a contender here, Preston.
All right, Stace, here is your mashup. Three songs in here. Oh my God, that's great. I love that. All right, let's go to Stacy. Stace, there's actually three songs in there, but you just have to name two. Do you know what they are?
Yeah, it's Poison, Nothing But a Good Time, and Celebrate.
Yes, and the third one was Lick It Up from Kiss. You got it right.
It's got to be a crap load of work to get that to integrate like
to
that.
To edit it together? Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. What were we going to set Stace up
with? All right, Stace, we have a digital download of Batwoman, the complete first season.
All right, let's see what else we
can. Stace just had, she just was absolutely blown away by that. It turns out she's a huge Batwoman fan. She's so emotional she couldn't even.
She requested.
Oh, no, I put her on hold.
Oh, okay.
Sure he did that. Case,
that was a close one.
Do this one.
Okay.
Yep, if you wouldn't mind. All right, and let's try that out. Like I said, I haven't heard. Marissa comes up with these. I've never listened to them before. None of us have.
Well, it's kind of fun to listen to it for the first time.
I agree.
It feels like the first time.
It does, just like the first time. Let's see. I think our next caller was John, who we're going to get on for Mashup Madness. Hey, John, how you doing, buddy?
Yo.
All right, John, we'll play this for you. I think there should be just two songs in this mix, and let's see if you can get them. You ready?
Let's go.
All right, here we go.
DJ Humberbund.
Can you feel it? See it? Do it today. If you can't, then it doesn't matter anyway. You will never understand it because it happens to fast. And it feels so good, it's like walking the glass. Yeah. It's so good, so hip and so bright. It's so groovy, it's out of sight. You can touch it, smell it, taste it so sweet. But it makes no difference because it knocks you off your feet.
I wonder what the feed in cars says when we play that.
Yeah.
What would it come up as?
That's a good question. Maybe some people can join in and let us know. All right, John, there's two songs there. Name them, please.
I can hear one, but it's really messed up, so I can't hear the second song really well. But I know one song is, I don't want to give it away. So.
All right. Thanks. Sorry, anyway. Guys. All right, we'll see you later. All right. Let me try Sam. Maybe he heard that. Hey, Sam.
Hey, how's it going?
Wonderful. Sam, could you identify those two songs?
Okay, so I think it's Epic by Faith No More and 17 by Winger.
You nailed it.
Yeah!
Nailed it. Wow. Nice work. And what are we going to give Sam, Case?
Well, Sam, for you, we have a digital. I'm sorry, that's the wrong thing. Now, we have a digital download of Batwoman, the complete first season.
Listen to her.
So I love that. And apparently Marissa said there's also a hint of Bowie in there somewhere.
Really?
Let's keep listening, see if we hear that pop up. A friend gets magic, it's tough to get the muscle to win. A dark kid's voice is a bit of pain. It's sad, it happened, and it's a shame. Should I be, could I be, would I be dead if I didn't get a message going to my head? No, that's Chili Peppers.
That's Chili's.
Yeah. I am what I am. Most motherfuckers don't give a damn. That's from Suck My Kiss.
It's the, the Bowie Peppers.
The Bowie Peppers. I thought she was coming to my door. She whispered sweet and brought me to the door. She said, you want me out, but you can't hit me. Suck My Kiss.
There it is. There it is. Put on your red shoes and dance the blues.
I love it. God, you can beat up on Winger a bit, but Red Beach, the guitar player, was freaking awesome in that band.
So DJ Cummerbund, and I just heard it there, will often throw in Macho Man Randy Savage every now and then. And he just, right at the end there, he just goes, yeah!
Play, back it up just
yeah,
a little
back
bit.
Back it up, yeah. You can hear Macho Man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's DJ Cummerbund. Right. Yeah.
Let's see. We'll go next to listener Vince. Yo, Vince, how you doing, man?
Good morning.
Good morning. God, you people, man.
That is never going away.
Let's see, Casey.
Second from the top, second from the bottom?
Yeah, let's do that one. All right, let's try this one out and see if you can figure it out. You ready?
All right, sir.
Here we go, Vince. I heard something extra in there. Yep. Okay, let's go to Vince. And Vince, give me the. So you need just two. There were like four things in there.
Hey, it was coming through pretty poorly on the phone. I heard Black Betty, but I couldn't hear any other song.
Really?
All right, sorry, dude. All right, I'll let you go. Let's go next to Frank. All right, Frank.
Hi, I'm on the radio.
Yes, you are. Sweet. All right, Frank. Did you hear it?
It was really bad. So can I hear it again, please?
Yeah, we'll try this. I'll even put you on hold, but here we go. Let's go to Frank and see if he knows. Frank?
Yeah, I'm going to say Black Betty and a Foo Fighters song.
No, it's very dense. It's very densely produced. There's a lot going on in there. So it's. I don't think it's just your phone line. I think it's just there's a lot going on. So we'll try one more. And if we don't get a winner on the phone line, then we'll have to get a texter. I'm going to go to Pat. Hey, Pat.
Yeah.
All right, Pat. Can you name a couple of those songs from that mashup?
I knew it. The one was Black Betty, but I couldn't really hear the...
Oh. All right. Sorry.
Let's do a text with them.
That's all right. Marissa's going to work on getting a texter. There was a quick little line of another band besides... In fact, yeah, there were. I think there's four different sounds in there somehow or another, but DJ Cummerbund really went heavy on the production. Marissa's trying to get somebody. We'll have to come back to it in a second, I think, because she's trying to get a texter on the line. And
I think it's happening. I see her talking.
No, she's going
she's
like this.
Not, by the way,
she's talking to herself.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
I love Black Betty. I love that song. I
do, too.
Such a fun song.
We were, okay, so my friends and I went on a golf trip. And we were in Alabama. We were in Birmingham, Alabama. And we got in the car to go to our morning round of golf. And we heard Black Betty on the radio. We're like, all right, this is cool. Cool tune. And then we were playing, you know, 36 holes that day. So we took a break, lunch, got in the car to go to the next golf course. And we heard it again. And I'm like, and I think it was on the same radio station. And we're like, what the hell's going on? And I was like, oh. We're in Birmingham, Alabama. It's yeah. the only song, well, except for maybe for Sweet Home Alabama that yeah. mentions Birmingham.
Yeah.
They played two songs.
So, yeah. So they played that twice.
We've played the Tom Jones version, too, right? You've heard Tom Jones
yes.
cover Black Betty, the Ram Jam version. It's a yep. classic version. But yep. the Tom Jones version is pretty freaking cool, too.
We'll have to find that.
Yeah. I just got a text message from Brad Grossman from Helium Comedy Club. He hears it loud and clear, the other song.
All right. Thank you, yeah. Brad Grossman. Let me go to, I'm going to go to Troy and see if he knows. Troy, how you doing, man?
I'm all right. How you doing?
Good. All right, Troy, can you name two of those songs in there?
Of course. First one was Black Betty by Ram Jam.
Yeah.
And Weird Science.
Yes, yeah. from Oingo Boingo. That is correct, yes. Yeah. That's correct. Hang on the line. Here's what we're going to give you.
All right. We have a copy of Colin Quinn's new book, Overstated, a coast-to-coast roast of the 50 states, and a ticket to his virtual book presentation at the Free Library of Philadelphia. That is tonight at 7:30 p.m. You can get all the information at freelibrary.org.
Also in that mix was Chumbawamba
yes.
with Tub Thumping.
I couldn't hear that.
I couldn't hear it either. The one I heard was Hey Bulldog from the Beatles.
I heard that.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, this was Hey Bulldog. All right, well, let's just do one more, okay?
Okay.
I don't know what that is.
All right, let's just take a
what is that?
Name. All right, well, I'm looking at the band names, and I don't know what this one is, but we're going to try right. it.
Okay.
You think you might know what it is?
Well,
I can't read it. There's no words on it.
Well, the second word doesn't make any... I don't know. Let's just take our first spin.
Okay. And if we listen, I tell you what, we'll get one call on the line. If they don't get it, we don't know what it is. Then we'll let them try something else. I'm going to go to Kevin. Hey, Kevin.
Pa!
All right, Kevin, we're going to try this one out on you. You ready?
I'm ready.
Even we don't know what it is. Here we go.
DJ Cumberbund.
My milkshake brings up the force.
I gotta hear this
part. My friends are better than yours. Better than yours. Teach you what I have to charge. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I can teach you, but I have to charge. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I can teach you, but I have to charge. My.
All right, that's my favorite one.
Yeah, it's amazing.
That is my favorite one. All right, Kevin, the songs.
Yeah, there's no possible way I could get that. Sounds like you're riding outside of a car.
Oh, man. These are two distinct songs.
All right, sorry. Yeah. Let's see. Maybe Jeremy knows. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, how you doing, brother?
Good. All right, Jeremy, did you hear those two?
Yeah, I know exactly what it is.
All right.
It's Milkshake and YYZ.
Yeah, we're going to give it to him. Yes, absolutely. And Casey, what are we going to give him for the prize?
We have a copy of Colin Quinn's new book, Overstated, a coast-to-coast roast of the 50 states, and a ticket to his virtual book presentation at the Free Library of Philadelphia. That is tonight at 7:30, and you can get all the information you need at freelibrary.org.
I want to hear just a little bit more.
Yeah. Milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours, damn right, it's better than yours. I can teach you, but I have to charge. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours, damn right, it's better than yours. I can teach you. The thing that makes me put the guys
we hear the break here. It's better than yours, I can teach you. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours, damn right. It's better than yours, I can teach you, but I have to charge.
That's all we have. Nice. Oh, all right, and there you go. That's all we're doing. We're done. All that's Mashup Madness for the Preston and Steve Show on this Friday morning. Thank you very much.
I just want to hear this one. This is another variation of YYZ.
Oh, okay. Here we go. That's me if you don't know.
That's your yawn laugh, which
yeah.
is this.
My favorite version of that, though, is the Jimi Hendrix song. If was it If Six Was Nine? What's the title of that song?
Yeah, that's the title.
Is it?
Uh-huh.
All right, yeah. We can find that as well.
Yeah, that's it. That's how it was played, but...
You were yawning and you laughed at the same time.
Yeah, you were doing. I think you were doing trash or something like that. And I was in the middle. I was like, I do that all the time. I will be in the middle of a yawn and somebody will say something funny, and then you get all the time out of me. I don't know why.
Oh man, where would that be? What would that be? How would that be?
It's not under Preston, huh? Preston Hendrix.
Let me write. Something else here. Six was nine?
Yeah.
Okay. Six. Mm-hmm. There we go.
It is.
Got it.
All right. Here we go. This is it.
Sing a song. If the sun reveals a shine, I don't mind.
There you go. Another classic from yours truly. All right, we're going to take a break and come back in a second and get some Bizarre File stories and then a few more things before we send you off into the weekend. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment.
93.3 WMMR presents Jackson's Local Shots Artist of the Month, Tala. Celebrating our area's best talent. Bringing it to you on air, online, and in the community. Hear and see more at WMMR.com. Keyword, local shots. Tala, Jackson's Local Shots Artist of the Month. Sponsored by Family and Company Jewelers. Find a band that rocks her world at Family. 93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks.
We have a new Daily Rush video, and it is titled, We Ruined Preston's Day.
What is that?
The description says, if you look closely, you can actually pinpoint the exact moment that his heart breaks in two. It's when Nick pointed out that on my drum videos that I had done as birthday gifts.
I pointed it out.
Yeah. Or you pointed it out?
Yeah, because it was somebody pointed it out to me because mine was the last one, right? Yeah, the last
Correct.
One you did, and it had been... For all of them.
I spelled birthday incorrectly. B-I-R-H-T-D-A-Y is apparently how...
Birthday.
That's how Preston spells birthday.
Listen, that's totally fine.
Birthday.
Danny Glover, it's birthday.
So you can now watch it on PrestonandSteve.com, sponsored by Punchline, Philly Fishtown's first comedy club, restaurant, and bar.
And, hey, Nick, was that a Simpsons reference in that description? Yeah, I thought so. Yeah, the exact moment. There's a scene where I think... Lisa breaks up with Ralph Wiggum, and they go back to the footage, and Homer says, you can pinpoint the exact moment where his heart breaks.
There you go. That was me, and you can see that on our Daily Rush videos. All right, I have some Bizarre File stories. Let's go.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
And it's brought to you by Godshall's All the Bacon Taste, 80% less fat. You can make the switch to Godshall's Real Wood Smoky Turk Bacon. And check out the new Make the Switch campaign with Brian Westbrook at Godshall's.com. I have another bear story for you. Horrible bear story. A bear at Shanghai's wildlife park attacked and killed a zoo employee in front of tourists.
Yes, I saw the footage of this.
You saw the footage?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Like, they showed graphic footage?
It's from a distance.
Oof.
The attack took place on Saturday in the park's wild beast area, an open area for bears where they can roam freely while tourists visit in specialized vehicles. At the time of the incident...
Why are they putting bears in vehicles?
Yeah, several... No, the people are in vehicles.
Oh, okay.
The bears are out. At the time of the incident, several tourists were in the area. In a video gone viral on the Chinese social media site Weibo, the visitors can be heard screaming in fear from inside the bus as they watched a bunch of bears gathering. Someone's heard yelling, "What's going on?" The video does not show how the employee died. However, one horrified visitor claimed that he saw the bears maul and eat the body of the zoo worker.
God!
The park
That's a bad zoo.
That a worker had died in the attack but gave no further details. Bark has also temporarily closed down the wild beast area. Occupying 374 acres, the wild animal park keeps more than 100,000 animals with more than 200 species.
That's a lot.
It is.
They did give everyone on the bus a complimentary churro, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those are delightful. The viral video started a discussion online where some questioned the zoo's safety method.
You mean because of the bear mauling?
Yeah. While others questioned the very basis of keeping animals locked in for visitors to see. This is a pretty funny story. Following your common sense is more important than following your GPS. We've heard that time and time again. A 30-foot box truck got stuck on a mountain road north of Silverton, Colorado on Friday, and it might still be there. The Durango Herald reports that the rugged road is known as Engineer Pass and is notorious for being one of the most treacherous backcountry roads in the area. It has a peak elevation of 12,800 feet. And you need a four-wheel drive and high-clearance vehicle if you want to make it to the top. Officials said the truck is stuck near the top of Engineer Pass after following a GPS route toward Lake City. The driver tried to turn around and got himself stuck near the top. They can't figure out how to get it down.
Oh, no. So there's no way, and you can't back a truck down like that, right?
Not that I know of. So it was scheduled for removal some point this week. It's not clear if the removal was successful or not, but it's hilarious because it's just sitting up there and they don't know what to do with it.
Oh, my God.
Yep, and it's a big moving truck.
Yeah, at least the possibility of being seduced by an incorrect GPS.
We were in, it was either northern Arizona or southern Utah, and the GPS had us going down some crazy dirt road. And we had only gone down for maybe a half a mile, and I was like, I just don't think we're supposed to be here.
Right.
We weren't.
Yeah, and sometimes I'll do it. My wife will be looking at me, really? And I'll say, nope, this doesn't feel right, and I'll just drive down other roads until it puts me on another path.
Yeah.
All right, this is a weird little story. A former police chief of a small town in Grant County, Washington, is facing charges of workers' compensation fraud after state investigators allege she was untruthful about her inability to work. Brenda Lynn Cavaretto was serving as police chief of Cooley City when she was hurt. Here's what happened to her. A 285-pound corpse fell on her.
Oh, my God.
And she suffered back, shoulder, and abdominal injuries from
it. Why do they hang those things from the ceiling to begin with?
Cavaretto, who is now 47 years old, also claimed that she had such severe psychological trauma that she could not work or be around other people. However, state investigation found she was actually working and volunteering in the world of pinup models while telling the state she could not work due to her on-the-job injuries. Now, Cavaretto faces two charges of making false or misleading statements to collect more than $67,000 in workers' compensation benefits. Yeah, a domestic violence suspect had hanged himself in a barn.
Oh, jeez.
And the corpse fell on her as she tried to take the body down.
Wow.
And she then worked as a police officer elsewhere, and she began receiving L&I wage replacement payments and vocational services due to lingering effects from the fallen corpse incident. But it turned out she could have been working, so she's facing that issue.
I think we need to support the struggling pinup model.
Yeah. A Florida man thought he was being clever. He's accused of using a 24-cent packet of Kool-Aid to rack up nearly $1,000 in fraudulent charges at Walmart.
What?
The sheriff's office arrested Bradley Young on charges of grand theft and shoplifting. Young had scanned merchandise at the Walmart with the Kool-Aid packet hidden in his hand. So each item that he was scanning actually rang up for 24 cents.
Oh, wow.
The final bill ended up being under $25. The goodies were really worth $994.
A loss prevention worker at Walmart recognized Young from a previous situation. She followed him around the store and watched him in the self-checkout lane. The worker said that Young also took a soda and fan from the shelf and returned them at customer service after showing workers there a photo of the receipt on his phone.
I'm your fan.
Shortly before deputies caught up with him, investigators said Young left Walmart with a cart full of unpaid items, which included a $248 scooter, $160 worth of batteries, and a dual navigation system worth $120.
And all the while ringing through just a packet of Kool-Aid.
Yeah, so he had it in his hand. Yeah.
So in some cases, and I know if you check out at some places like the supermarket or like the CVS, they have a weighted estimate.
Yeah, there's a scale there.
Yeah.
Yep. So I guess what he was doing, maybe he was just tossing Kool-Aid packets on there when he would
right.
Well, I don't really know.
Well, also some of them, either it's not accurate or they don't have the weighted system and you just need to put something in the bag. Mm. I don't know if Walmart's like that.
Or they'll ask you for an item count. Do you ever have that?
No, but I'll tell you what. At Target, they are like on top of things. I had two rolls of paper towels and you still can only buy one. At Giant, you can buy two. So I threw two in there thinking it was the same roll. It's not. Dude came up to me. He's like, you can only buy one. I was like, oh, okay.
They're on it.
What the F's wrong with you?
All right, and we're going to wrap up there. All right, that's all we got time for, unfortunately. And that is what I have in the B file. We need to take a break?
Yeah.
All right, I would go to these calls. We had Katie, who's been on Engineer Pass before.
Oh.
Says it's impossible to turn a car around, but we don't have time to go to any calls. Sorry about that. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back in just a moment. Lesson, question, trash, music, news. Those things are on the way. Don't miss it. I'm going to keep yelling.
Like the Preston and Steve Show podcast? Check out MMR's other audio on demand at WMMR.com or on the MMR mobile app.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
It's Friday. There's no sad bro. Happy about that. And we'll give away a word of the week prize in a little while. In the meantime, a different prize. And a good one as well. $50 gift card to Nebraza. I think I'm overdue to go to Nebraza. It's been a long time. But this is courtesy of Fast and Furious Spy Racers Rio. So the question we're going to ask this morning is, what drive-through feature was added to the Just Sayin' Institute? We know there's a rhubarb field.
It's amazing.
But what drive-through feature was added to the Just Sayin' Institute? 215-263-WMMR from a segment earlier this morning. If you heard it, call in now. We'll see if you can win. We're going to do the trash while you're calling.
The trash business is a gold mine.
93.3 WMMR with Preston and Steve's Hollywood Trash.
All right, and this morning is brought to you by Primo Hoagies. Watching the game at home? Of course you are, but you don't have to eat like it. Score big and serve in style with Primo Hoagie Party Trays. You can find a location or order online at PrimoHoagies.com. It's not just a hoagie, it's a Primo. What's going on this morning, Steve?
Well, Olympic freestyle skier Gus Kenworthy showing off a huge bruise on his buttocks after a bad fall in the Swiss Alps. The 29-year-old Olympic freestyle phenom wrote, "My hiney got it all purple near where the poo-poo comes out."
Oh, my God.
Lake Bell and her husband, as you reported earlier, Preston Scott Campbell, separated after 9 years and two kids together, said Bell, quote, "Scott and I knew the only way that this could work is if we both made the commitment to hate each other's guts." Is what we committed to do. And Kate Beckinsale has split with her 20-year-old boy toy, Goody Grace. Kate says she's sick and tired of stepping on his Legos.
All right, let's see if we can get an answer to today's lesson question, which is, what drive-through feature was added to the Just Sayin' Institute? We're always finding out about new things that they're popping in.
It's an amazing facility.
At the drive-through institute. Or, I mean, not the drive-through institute. That would be great, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Welcome to the drive-through institute.
That was the best school I ever went to.
I'm going to go to Tim and see if he knows. Hey, Tim, how you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. All right. What drive-through feature was added to the Just Sayin' Institute?
The vomit is...
The what? Drive. The vomit drive? The vomitorium, yeah. Hang on, Tim. You got it right. We're going to give you a $50 gift card for... You okay?
I really...
What'd you do?
I chopped down on my tongue something fierce.
Wow.
He was yelling. Are you bleeding?
No. Well, maybe later. I don't know.
I think I'm going to be okay.
I mean, I really bit down hard on it.
Were you trying to pop your gum?
I don't know what I was doing.
Okay.
Proceed, Preston.
I just heard, I heard an exclamation there, and I was like, man.
Yeah, that was a hard one, man.
That was hard.
I thought you banged your knee when you turned sideways there. Okay.
I couldn't.
What did he do?
It just,
you poor
I bit so hard, I couldn't stifle it. You know, normally, like, you go, oh, man, that's I scream.
I'm sorry.
Oh. Isn't this hilarious, Kathy?
Oh, yeah. Just, this is amazing radio.
All right, we're going to... Tim won a $50 gift card Nebraza, and it's courtesy of Fast and Furious Spy Racers Rio, exclusively on Netflix now. Nebraza is open for curbside pickup or indoor-outdoor dining, serving a full 15 Brazilian meat service with a dedicated server to each table. Details at Nebraza.com. All right, here we go.
Now, Preston and Steve's Music View on 93.3 WMMR.
I want to love you. PYT for the young thing.
Yeah!
All right, it's brought to you by Godshall's. All the bacon tastes 80% less fat. Make the switch to Godshall's Real Wood Smoked Turkey Bacon. And check out the new Make the Switch campaign with Brian Westbrook at Godshall's.com. Metallica and My Chemical Romance are going to headline the 2021 Aftershock Festival. It's the West Coast's biggest rock festival and will take place at Discovery Park in Sacramento October 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th. Metallica will perform two unique sets, one on Friday and one on Sunday, so they open and close it. And Friday, sorry, Sunday. No, I guess it's, I don't know what day of the week the 7th or through the 10th is, but they're going to play two shows. And My Chemical Romance will play on Saturday the 9th, so there you go. The lineup will also include Limp Bizkit, Rancid, The Offspring, Social Distortion, Rise Against, Volbeat, Machine Gun Kelly, Mastodon, Seether, and a few others. Smashing Pumpkins are gearing up to celebrate the 25th anniversary of Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness.
Great album.
They're going to do it with a special live chat, an arena tour, and a sequel to the critically acclaimed 1995 album. The live Q&A with Billy Corgan and Jimmy Chamberlain is going to take place today. That will be at 1 p.m. Eastern. They're doing a Zoom Q&A. However, fans will have to wait for the Melancholy World Arena Tour. It was originally scheduled for the anniversary date, October 23rd. It has been postponed until next year.
To the 26th.
The sequel, concept album to Melancholy and Machina, is also due out in 2021. The musical-themed concept album is the third one in the trilogy. This is a really cool story. Jack White played the part of Guitar Hero after a street busker's only guitar was smashed on the street by an allegedly drunk woman in Edinburgh earlier this week. Matt Grant had shared a video he recorded just after the event showing the destroyed instrument, saying, "Obviously, if I don't have a guitar, I can't busk. If you could help out, I'd be massively appreciated." It would be massively appreciated. So he set up a GoFundMe, which was a success after just 24 hours. And Grant was able to purchase a new guitar. His good fortune didn't end there, though. Jack White saw the post, had his manager reach out to Grant, and told him that he also wanted to buy him a guitar. Grant shared a post on Instagram Wednesday with a picture of his second new guitar, a custom-made Fender Stratocaster.
Wow.
Yeah, a real deal.
That's great.
Axe.
Yeah.
Writing, "Absolute once-in-a-million-lifetimes thing happened today, and I cannot thank Jack enough for his absolute generosity. Apparently, he saw what happened, hit up his manager just this morning, and then amazingly tracked me down to the guitar shop just in time for me to walk out with his absolute beauty. Thanks, Jack. I'd love to thank you personally one day. You are a legend." So
sometimes bad things happen. Case, you just bit your tongue.
Yeah.
I would do a GoFundMe page.
Ooh.
See what happens.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Released today is Bruce Springsteen's latest album with the E Street Band titled Letter to You. The 12-track collection is Bruce's 20th studio album and was recorded at his home studio in New Jersey and once again co-produced with Ron Aniello.
Dear you, how are you doing? I'm doing well. I would like to play catch with you sometime.
The set's release coincides with the 40th anniversary of the Boss's classic double album, The River, which was released October 17th, 1980. Bruce said of the new album in the official announcement, I love the emotional nature of Letter to You, and I love the sound of the E Street Band playing completely live in the studio. So they did the whole thing live.
The thing that appeals to me about this is the fact that he came to a couple of realizations. We'd play the audio clips. All of the members of his original high school band have passed away, and he is surviving, and he has been with the E Street Band, and he put this in context. If you're in high school now, think of you 50 years from now in your 70s with the same group of people making music together, and I think he was overcome with a sense of appreciation.
Yep. He said, we made the album in only 5 days. Turned out to be one of the greatest recording experiences I've ever had. That's cool they did it live, too. They did it live. They said F it. And they did it live. Letter to You.
F it. We'll do it live.
Letter to You.
I can't read it. There's no words on it. What does that mean? Play them out.
Effing thing sucks. Letter to You includes 9 recently written Springsteen songs alongside new recordings of 3 of his legendary previously unreleased compositions from the early 1970s. Those would be Janie Needs a Shooter, Song for the Orphans, and the iconic If I Was a Priest.
This one's called Walker Told Me I Have AIDS. There's a lawman down in Texas who also has a medical degree.
He didn't have a... Did he have a medical degree?
No. That's what makes it so absurd that they turned that particular chore over to the Texas Ranger.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I heard Letter to You on the way in to work this morning. Ray Coob was playing it, and I really like it. It sounds like classic Bruce, just like... With the whole band behind him, if you're a Bruce fan, I think that's the only song on the record I've heard thus far, but I really like it a lot.
Also released today is the new film titled Letter to You, which chronicled the recording sessions and runs exclusively on Apple TV+. It's a feature-length documentary. Performances, in-studio footage, archival material.
Recipes.
And lots of recipes. Rachel Ray shows up, actually, at one point.
Man, that's delish.
And they cook a beef stroganoff together.
How long do I leave it in the oven?
Hey, Walker told me I have AIDS.
New song called Walker Told Me I Have AIDS. Here there was a lawman in Texas who also had a medical degree. That's why I always remember when he brought some bad news to me.
I don't know what made me think of that.
This is called Walker Told Me.
What's it about, Bruce?
Whoa. Got a long man in Texas delivered some unfortunate news to me. And I was sharing a needle with an IV jersey.
Oh, my God. It's tragic.
Okay, I want to point this out. October 24th, tomorrow, is the 20th anniversary of Hybrid Theory, Linkin Park's debut full-length album. Mm. And it was a groundbreaking album. And our own Sarah Parker has written some interesting words about it. And not only that, ranked 20 of Linkin Park's best songs. There's no remixes or anything like that, but straight-up songs. And she wrote that you can find plenty of those, the remixes on the brand new Hybrid Theory box set. So if you want to check that out, it's at WMMR.com.
Do you watch Sarah's rock recaps?
I have. I've watched some of them. Yeah.
They're terrific.
Yeah,
she does a great job.
She is excellent at what she does. And then one last thing, it is the championship of Rocktober Madness today. There are only 2 bands that remain, and they face off today. Pink Floyd and Shinedown.
I would love to see if anyone, and be honest about it, had those two bands as the final combatants.
Nope.
No, I couldn't see that happening, but you never know. Somebody, I mean, when they show these brackets, you know, with the NCAA, they say it's astronomical for you to get everything.
Right. What's
exactly
that standing
correct.
Offer about winning?
Well, even if you, in the first round, the standing offer, and that might be from Warren Buffett, maybe $1 million dollars. Wow. If anybody has the first round, 100% correct.
Wow. All right. So anyhow, it's Floyd against Shinedown. It's brought to you by Horizon Services. We're going to find out by the end of today who is the winner. So we will see. All right. This is the second guy this guy's called in. I got to go to him. Do you remember I read a note
earlier
from a guy who had typed out a note to us with a typewriter?
Yeah. He's calling in?
Yeah, he's on the line. This is Tim. Hey, Tim. How you doing?
Hey, guys. How you feeling today?
Good. What's up, buddy?
Landon.
Hang on a second here. I got a dump where you dropped the F bomb there. Go ahead.
Oh boy. Oh God. Forgive me. No, I just wanted to call in.
Oh,
listen to the show. I'm glad for reading. I'm glad you read the thing.
All right. Well, excellent, man. We're glad you're happy. Now send us a typewriter.
Yeah. You just wanted to call in and say hi.
Yeah.
Isn't there something you want to tell Kathy?
Oh God. I'm not sure why.
Okay. I don't know. We're just trying to give you something to talk about.
So he wrote in on a typewriter. Are you calling in on a rotary phone by any chance?
No, you'd be surprised. No, there's so many people who give me beef about the typewriter, and it's just one of those things where it just makes it so much easier to write.
What kind of typewriter are you using?
I use an old
Underwood
Royal.
My
uncle gave it to me for a birthday because I was just tired of writing on the computer because you just keep getting distracted. I hate it.
Right. So a Royal was the first typewriter that I typed on. It had those really separate round keys.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. They're a little square. This one, but it's a Sabre Royal.
Okay. That's the newer model.
Okay, well, thanks for the note. That was nice. We appreciate it. And
don't we have a Crash Bandicoot thing to give away? But Casey, would you mind just telling him what it's like to play the game?
Right.
I'm sorry.
We have Kaboom on Atari for you.
All right, Tim. Thanks, Tim. Appreciate the note. That was nice.
Have a good one.
All right, we'll see you later.
Like a nice guy.
All right. Okay. Yeah.
Remember that game Kaboom? That was fun.
No, what was Kaboom?
Oh, you had to use like the little dial. You didn't use the normal joystick on, and there was you had like three barrels of water, and a guy would drop bombs, and you would have to try and catch all the bombs.
So it was a video game?
Video game on Atari.
Oh, so yeah, you had the pad instead of the joystick, you used the paddle.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I don't remember Kaboom particularly, but I remember a handful of games like Breakout and stuff like that, you had to use the paddle.
Bringing up video games, some news came out yesterday and I saw a still. Did you ever play the Uncharted games, Preston?
No.
They're so damn good.
Yeah.
Tom Holland is playing Nathan Drake, the lead. They're doing a movie of this, so it's very Lara Croftish. And the series is incredibly cinematic, and it's very cool news. And they also have the previews of the Rambo Mortal Kombat sequences, which look tremendous. It's going to be wild.
By the way, we're watching a video of Kaboom, and I do remember this game, Casey.
Dude, I love this game.
They're showing somebody who's really, really good at it.
It's like a Hyperspace Invaders, is it not?
Super fast level. Now you just got to catch stuff before it hits the bottom. So interesting. Okay. Anyway, someday we'll get Kaboom for you. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a moment, and we will have your chance to win a set of Kaboom, a $300 Xfinity Live gift card with the Letter of the Day, Word of the Week prize. Pierre should be in here in a moment, so stay with us. We'll be right back.
Preston and Steve's Camp Out for Hunger begins Monday, November 16th at Xfinity Live inside the Wells Fargo Center complex. You heard correctly. The event is a little earlier than usual. This difficult year has made it even harder for area families staring food insecurity right in its face, which makes the Camp Out Business Challenge more important than ever. Props to Subaru of America for leading the way, challenging other area companies to get involved. It's effective team building for your staff as they rally
rally together to help fill abundance in their mission to drive hunger from our communities today and end hunger for good. For those who go the extra mile, there are prizes for the top three business challenge donations, including Preston and Steve broadcasting live from your place and for your staff. Go to WMMR.com for complete details and a list of especially needed food items. Preston and Steve's Camp Out for Hunger from 93.3 WMMR, putting Philly first.
I think Dickie was a little gassy on that song. What happened?
I was disconnecting one of my computer and my finger hit the button.
And of course it hit the juiciest, yeah, most disgusting one that you have. By the way, don't call in. That was not a a secret sounder. That's only on Tuesdays.
Yes.
Where we do something like that.
What was the one... We were doing something, and we accidentally hit the drop. Yeah, give me a spoon.
I'll get you a spoon so you can eat my ass. I forgot what it was, but I remember
we were
in the
middle of something that really wasn't appropriate for that.
Yeah, it didn't call for that particular clip, but nonetheless. All right, so that was an accidental.
Yes.
By the way, Boss Tones on 93.3 WMMR. Let me backsell that song, as we call it in the business. It is 10:45, and we're wrapping up our program. No guests. We have plenty of great callers, so thank you, people,
yes,
of the Delaware Valley.
You are the stars.
Listeners of WMMR and the Preston and Steve Show, we had a good time. We defended Jersey's honor.
Yes.
Gave some stuff away. Took a stroll through the Just Saying Institute campus.
Magnificent.
Yeah, talk to Lou.
Lou called. Lou! Yeah, how's Lou? All right.
Talk to a guy as a typewriter?
Yeah, that's right.
That's Tim.
All right, so with that, I don't have any guests to thank. I don't have any recaps to do. We just need to do the letter of the day. So, Case, you want to handle it? Because I don't see you.
There he is.
Hey, the Duke is here?
Yes, okay. If it works.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Now, the Daily Letter.
No, it didn't work.
Hey! There he is.
There he is.
Hey!
All right. We'll get the man in here. Face mask and all ready to go. Let's just dive right into it. The Preston and Steve Show is brought to you today by the letter.
Yo-O-O as in opportunity.
I love it. All right. And we have the opportunity to give caller number 6 a prize. 215-263-WMMR. If you know the word, then you got to get through right about now. And we'll find out if you are indeed the winner. How is your day so far today, Pierre?
Pleasant as peaches.
I love that.
Yes.
You know, my wife hates peaches.
What? Sorry to hear that.
I know. I love them. I absolutely love them. She can't stand them.
Really? I do. I dig peaches.
Oh, and we were talking about New Jersey. I love stopping by the stands and grabbing peaches on the way back. There's always loads of them. Yeah, it's a texture thing. That, and I think she got sick on peach schnapps one time when she was young.
That'll do it.
And she can't ever... to have that flavor again.
Is it too late for Jersey tomatoes?
Yeah. Oh. You're into the fall is no good anymore.
Oh well.
But there's always next year.
Yeah. Thank.
What is available and what would be the most? Is there anything that's...
I think it's still like apple season, right? Like
you
get yourself some gourds, pumpkins.
Gourds?
Uh-huh.
Nice gourd pie.
Squash and stuff like that. So, you know, butternut squash is prevalent this time of year, and acorn squash and spaghetti squash, those are all really good.
Exactly. Macadamia nuts.
Twizzlers.
Lots of Twizzlers. The fields of Twizzlers in Jersey when it's harvest time.
When they grow those red beautiful Twizzlers, man, you can see them for miles.
Mm-hmm. It's gorgeous.
As a farmer myself, I planted a lot of Twizzlers, and I harvested a lot of Twizzlers. And we're going to have Woodstock on my Twizzler farm, but then they moved it up north. It made me sad.
I'm sorry.
It's terrible, yeah, man.
Terrible.
Could have been a part of history.
Could have been.
You sacrificed hundreds of acres of Twizzlers.
I did for those damn hippies.
At least you weren't growing red vines. Those things are terrible.
I hate those. Yeah, right. They're my competitor.
All right. We're going to get a winner here. We're going to go to caller number 6. It's Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey there.
All right, here. Bob, do you know...
Hi there, ho there.
Do you know the word of the week?
It sounds like I'm a lotto winner.
No sad, bro!
Yeah! Lotto! And you know what? It's great because we got essentially some money for you to spend at Xfinity Live, a $300 Xfinity Live gift card for
nice
you, Bob. All right, buddy?
please.
All right, hang on. We'll get your information. We'll take care of you. Don't forget, it's always home game at Xfinity Live. Xfinity Live is your home to watch and cheer on the Birds for all of their home and away games. And you can reserve your table now for Birds game day. Just visit XfinityLive.com, and that's what you got to do. So here we are with two bands left, man. That's it. It's Shinedown and Pink Floyd.
1:30
Yeah.
Today. No, 2:30
Oh, 2:30 I'm sorry.
You know what? Just don't stop listening for fear of missing it.
Just don't miss it.
Yeah.
Whenever it is. No, it's 2:30 because Brent's going to come in early and I'm going to stay late. And so we'll go 2:30 to 3:30 for that final competition.
Wow. It's a battle royale.
It is. I mean, who would have thought Shinedown would have beaten Led Zeppelin yesterday? And it was close, but Shinedown clearly did win. By the way, I asked Brent yesterday if the members of the band had really campaigned, as you sort of suggested yesterday. He said they really didn't.
Oh, I heard they did. Okay.
They just sort of retweeted what we tweeted.
Well,
that's a form of
campaign.
That's
doing it, yeah.
But so. They didn't actively say vote for us. Mm. They were more surprised they had gotten that far.
It's more passive campaigning as opposed to active campaigning.
Well said, sir.
It's past painting.
Past painting, yeah. So it's going to be fun, and who would have thought that that would have happened? But that's what's happened, and that's the cards we're playing.
Yeah, man.
So we're dealing the hand we're dealt, and that's what we're going to do. You got me?
We're dealing the hand we're dealt.
Exactly.
Okay. We're playing the hammer dealt.
No, we're dealing.
Okay, we're dealing.
That's right.
Come out and visit me on my Twizzler farm. It's in Jersey.
We're dealing. All
right. You got to fold when to hold them.
Old man Robert.
Hold when to fold them.
Yep. So that is happening at 2:30 to 3:30. And then we got workforce blocks. Yesterday was, as I mentioned, the anniversary 1 year ago of me getting inducted on the Walk of Fame. And the Hooters got inducted on the Walk of Fame. And also yesterday was the anniversary of the seventh show in 1985 when Nervous Night came out. The Hooters did seven sold-out nights at the Tower Theater. Wow. They are the only band that have ever done that, over David Bowie, over Bruce Springsteen.
Seven nights in a row?
Yeah.
Wow.
Sold out. I mean, Nervous Night had just hit platinum, sold a million copies. MMR debuted it. MMR played Hooters first time anyway, but played all their stuff locally and then nationally, and then it did so well, they were on the road touring with someone, I don't know who, and then it came back to do a night at the Tower. Sold out instantly. They added a second show. Sold out. Added a third show. And over the course of about 4 days, they added up to seven shows, and every one of them sold out.
That's just insane.
Yeah. So yesterday was the anniversary of that, and I wanted to honor it. I didn't get to it yesterday. So in honor of their induction last year into the Walk of Fame and in honor of the seven sold-out shows, and David Asikkanen has got another one of the In the Pocket projects coming up at a drive-in up in the Chamonix area or in the mall up in the Chamonix somewhere that I'm hosting in a week or so. So I'll get that information and plug that. So we'll get a block of the Hooters on. We'll get a block of Rush on for your ever-loving heart.
Yay.
And something else.
Okay.
All right.
We'll figure it out.
Oh, and I'm going to do a little sweat set shortly of one of the bands that could have gone all the way and didn't. They won't get a two-hour primetime special, but they will get a good 20 minutes.
They're from Rocktober Madness?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I'm excited.
Very shortly.
Excited to find out what that is. All right, so I want to thank our sponsors, President Steve Show, brought to you today by Acme Markets Fresh Food, Local Flavors. Also brought to you by Dunkin', and they are the official coffee of the President Steve Show. And Primo Hoagies. It's not just a hoagie, it's a Primo. PrimoHoagies.com. Next week on our program, we got a couple people to highlight. We'll add some other names, I'm sure. Legendary actor Stacy Keach.
Love him.
Will be on the show. And our good friend, comedian Adam Ferrara, will be joining us, too. We'll have some other things in store for you. That's it. We are done. Rage on. And, hey, have yourself a great weekend. We'll see you later, gang. Bye-bye.
The Preston and Steve Love You, Hate You Line.
Seahorses. I'm in love with a seahorse. And then another seahorse. So I'm actually in love with two seahorses. So basically, I'm in a seahorse. Eiffel Tower.
Next message.
No set, bro. It's Liberty Gibbity Friday.
Next message.
I love you, I do, but do not ever compare Miley Cyrus to Janis Joplin ever again. You cannot even make that comparison. Please do not do that again.
The Preston and Steve Love You, Hate You line.
Call 484-434-1333.
MMR rocks.
Brought to you by DellToyota.com and DellChevrolet.com.
Jack, sell them for less.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.